Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible Prayer and Encouragement for the week ending June 24th, 2023. Father, here we are. This is the last time that we will meet together, spend time together like this in this month. This is our weekly rhythm. This will go on. But this is the last time in this month we will come together like this. And so we reflect upon your faithfulness. And that brings our heart to a place of gratefulness, of gratitude. And we express that gratitude to you now. We are lost without you. We are dead without you. But we are not without you. And there is nowhere we can flee from your presence. You are here. And so we are all over the world. You are here with all of us, wherever we may be. And so, Holy Spirit, come, knit us together in this time, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, my Dab family. This is His Little Songbird from Alberta, Canada. And I would just want to give some encouragement today to Ethan from Texas. I heard you call in a few days ago, and I've been praying for you ever since. But I just feel that maybe this is something you need to hear. You feel like you're falling flat on your face and you're letting everyone down, including God. You're not seeing any results. And sometimes we feel like giving up. I know exactly how you feel. I've been going through struggles myself. But consider this. The last thing to grow on a fruit tree is the fruit. Don't give up. Lift your eyes to where your help comes from. I guess really that's all I wanted to say. I hope this finds you well, and know that I'm continuing to hold you in my prayers. Love you, my brother. Take care.
Hey, guys, it's Bart. I wanted to give a little bit of a part of a testimony, but maybe unpopular, but when I met my wife, I lived in a camp trailer, and not a big fan of social media, the way people pop off and say things that they probably wouldn't say. But with the Pride Week going on, when I met my wife, I lived in a camp trailer with my uncle. And I was trying to straighten out and get off drugs. I was pretty drunk every day that I lived in that camp trailer. I lived in his driveway. He was a gay man, and he still is. And we had many conversations, and he walked me through a lot of life. And my parents were pretty much done with me, you know? And he was the only person that would take me in. And there was a point where he had handed me a necklace with a cross on it. And he had told me, he goes, "You take that, and I want you to keep that, because I don't think I'll ever be right with God the way I am. I don't understand why I am the way I am. And I've always wanted him to find God." With the pride thing going on, I urge you to look at yourself as the people in Acts right now. The people that were being, I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying we all have problems. I just urge you, have the love of Jesus in your heart before you say things, and care and know that he...
Good morning, DAB family. It's Soaring on Eagle's Wings from Canada. I've been out of the country for over a month now. That's why I've been missing in action. But I'm still listening. However, I have been stuck here in Minneapolis for 2 days and two nights due to airline issues. And so I was feeling really despondent. Sorry for myself, name it. That's where I was crying my eyes out because I don't even have my suitcases. So nothing. However, I'm supposed to be leaving out tonight. And as I went down for breakfast, I met this young girl, and she was on her way to Paris when her flight was canceled, or she missed her flight because of cancellations. And through her, God raised my spirit and lifted me up, because she said she's leaving at 10 tonight, I'm leaving at 9, and she has access to the airport lounge. And so she said, why don't we check out together, and then we can go sit and wait for our various flights. And I know that's God, who heard the prayers of all my friends and family and saw my tears. And so today, he has lifted me up. And as I listened, I heard Carpe Diem, if that's his name, Carpe Diem driver, asking for help. Abba, Father, you see him where he's at. And I pray that you would send him help and allow him to see a way out that would get his finances in alignment, that he can have his electricity turned back on. He has darkness in his home, but he doesn't have darkness in his life, because you, the light of the world, lives within him. I pray that you'd hear his prayers and answer.
Susan in Canada, God's yellow flower. This is God's life speaker. Oh, you just made my day. Thank you for your prayers. I received them over my eye. It was quite traumatic for my left eye, let me tell you. It was so painful. It made me black out for the first time in my life. And it was the second time this ophthalmologist had anyone pass out on him. So that's how much fluid was behind my eye, and the relief or release of it came gushing out like a volcano. An eruption of a volcano is what he said. So praise God that's over and that eye is fine and successful. I have the next one on the 23rd. So I will appreciate any prayers, and I am receiving yours of peace. Yes, in Jesus' name, amen. And thank you for your testimony. Your voice is so clear and confident, and you are just so consistently on here and sharing about the loss of two husbands, this cancer for your son, your blindness. Wow, we wouldn't know that about you. And you seem to drive on, as we have said in the military, with the next thing that God has in front of you. But I understand the need for prayer. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for Susan, that you would just bless her. Of course, we would love healing in reverse of what our eyes do. But she has sight, Lord. She has sight in the way some of us just would love to have it. So continue to bless her in health and in prosperity for her favor. We ask in Jesus' name.
Shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. First of all, I want to give a shout out to Billy the Trinity Stone, his Kairos event that he had 28 out of 30 inmates come to our Lord and Savior, take crosses. Billy, we want to lift you up and the ministry of Kairos. And what a great ministry that is. What great praise and glory we have in our Lord and Savior. And we want to give you praise and glory for stepping up and being involved in this. So just want to give a shout out to you, Billy. And we greatly appreciate it, especially since I have a son in prison. So Billy, Trinity Stone, God bless you. Let's continue to pray for our children. It is June 16th. Karen called in, would like us to pray for her son, Jacob. He has MS, and he rides his bike to work and is in a toxic relationship. We pray he safely is traveling to and from work until arrangements can be made so that he can get a ride there otherwise, and that the relationship he has, Lord, will step in and intervene in that. Karen, we lift you up to our Lord and Savior as well. Covered in his blood, would like us to pray for Trevon, who would like to go into the military. To me, that is a blessing, just because we need men to step up and do that. So we pray Trevon will make a good and wise decision and be safe in whatever decision he comes to. AP and Jesus would like us to pray for daughter Mia Ray, who is battling transgender issues. I believe you had stated that there's some surgery coming up. We want to pray that the Lord will intervene in this, and we lift up your daughter, Mia Ray. We lift this up in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hello, my DAB community. This is From Junk to Treasure, and I have a prayer request, two prayer requests, actually. If you will please lift up my daughter, Tasha. She has went for more testing. She is the daughter that I called about some time back who was suffering with a severe kidney issue and had a massive size kidney stone, and she had to actually have surgery to get it removed because there was no way she could physically pass it. She thought she was past all this trouble, but her pain has gotten so bad that she has to have help getting up out of the bed because she's in so much misery. She was able to get in with some specialists, and she has been diagnosed with medullary nephrocalcinosis. Not sure I said that right. I probably butchered it, but she's going to have some more surgery, and it's a little bit more extensive. And then also, I don't know how some people feel about praying about animals, but my son has a dog that him and his wife that he lost had just gotten as a puppy when they first moved into the house, when they first bought their house. And she is not really acting normal right now, having some issues, coming out both ends, and I'm a little scared because he absolutely loves that dog. And I would just ask that you pray for healing for
Hello, my daily Audio Bible family, my siblings. This is Minita. I just want to say thank you to Brian and Jill and China, Max, Ezekiel, all the Harding family, and everyone that's working behind the scenes and putting all these prayers together. I greatly appreciate that. We all do. And I want to praise God for you guys, and I'm going to be grateful. I'm very grateful for you guys. I love you all very much. A lot of you have lifted me up in prayer, and if it wasn't for your prayers, I wouldn't be in victory today. Thank you, everyone, for praying for me. God's Yellow Flower and John to Treasure, Brandon from Texas. There's so many of you that I place really close, that I have really close to my heart. God knows it. Thank you for praying. Thank you for praying for me. And I love you guys. One day, if we don't see each other on earth, we can't wait to see each other in heaven. And that special day, we were all together when the Lord will show us. Oh, man, what all those prayers were before his presence. As all your prayers are forever in the Lord's presence. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful, and I just wanted to thank you all. Thank you, the Arden family, for reading the word to us.
Good morning, Dabas. This is God's Chosen from Georgia. I was listening to the community prayer from last week. I'm a little behind, and I'm responding to Susan Yellow Flowers. Susan, you are amazing, amazing. I heard your request in response to one of the prayer requests that was made this morning, and how you were encouraging somebody who's about to lose her vision, and how you have been impaired for over 40 years while taking care of your son, Keith, who is also dealing with cancer. Each time I listen to you, I feel truly encouraged, and I appreciate how you love the Lord so much and how you are completely dependent on Him to continue to help you, not just to care for yourself, but to care for your son. And to thank Him as you watch Keith every day, being a miracle, going through chemo, and surviving all those challenges.
Hey, my amazing dad fam. This is Kingdom Seeker Daniel. To my brother Richard from Texas, whose daughter is going on a 2-week missions trip. To my brother and pastor shepherding outside of Seattle. And to every single father around the global campfire, I want to wish you all a very, very happy Father's Day. Father, I pray that you would be with our brother Richard as his daughter is traveling to Nepal. I pray, God, that your angel will be encamped around about her. Give her, Lord, the assurance that you're with her, as well as mom and dad. Settle their hearts to know that you've got their girl. And I pray that you would allow this daughter to experience great things in ministry as she is over there on mission for you. We pray that your hand would be with her, protect her and keep her until such time as you bring her back home. I pray that you remember your servant shepherding outside of Seattle. Use him in a mighty way, God. Strengthen him. Comfort his heart. Encourage his heart. Let him know he's doing a great work and he can't come down, Lord. I pray that you would, Lord, supernaturally energize him, sustain him, and give him all the resources and support that he needs to continue this great work to build the kingdom right there outside of Seattle. In Jesus' name, bless every father, encourage every father, and strengthen every father. To the glory of your great name, I pray. To the sister that prayed a powerful prayer for all of us fathers, thank you so very much. It was such a blessing. We love you guys.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to pray for Adopted in Love. God bless you, sir. I've been there. Man, don't want the t-shirt, but I've been there. And I'm praying for you. I mean, because I've been there, I can pray with specific things that you won't even know about. But trust and believe, I'm praying for you and trusting God for you. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. You will have a sound mind. Trust God, even when you're at peace and you feel like you shouldn't be. God is still working for you. And while he's working, that's why you have peace. That's why you have joy. Trust him. Put it at his feet and walk away. He's there in those small things. Find him. He's working for you. I want to pray for Christy in Ohio. God bless you. Man, I know you feel bad and it doesn't feel good what you're going through. I was smiling through the entire time you were speaking because I knew God was working through you and through everything you're going through. God is working. When jobs don't pan out, and that's God. When you're trying to find something and you don't know what's going on, God is working in the turmoil. God is still working. So I'm rejoicing for you and with you because God is working. Sit back and let him do what he's going to do. He's working. He's waiting for you to trust him. And when you trust him and have peace about it, then he's going to start moving. God bless you.
Hello, my VAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey standing on the word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, help us to rest in the knowledge that your ways are not our ways and your thoughts are not our thoughts. We confess we sometimes struggle to believe in your power. We struggle especially when someone is suffering. Father, help us overcome our unbelief. transform the hardest situation with your compassion and wisdom. You are completely sovereign. You rule over all things. You know the beginning and the end. No plan of yours can be thwarted. Help us not to limit you and never underestimate your power and purpose. Help us in our hearts to know the truth, that nothing is impossible with you. We acknowledge that you are the one responsible for our well-being. Therefore, we cast all our cares upon you, and we refuse to be anxious about anything. Today, help us to believe that whatever we need, when we ask, you are going to provide for us. Thank you for the incredible grace it is to be your child. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. Never forget that we are God's children. I love
you. Hi, beautiful Dab family. This is Prisoner of Hope, friend of God in Denver. I am lifting up your aunt. Heavenly Father, may Aunt Elvia be wrapped up in your love. May your healing power just bring new life into her and rid her body of this cancer according to your will. Encourage her and be a blessing to her and her family. Christy from Ohio, you're drowning in stress with the uncertainty of your job and adopted and loved. You're going through a divorce and full of anxiety as well. I want to pray for both of you. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would give wisdom and insight into these situations. Please send your light and your truth to guide Christy and to guide adopted and loved through it all. We plead with you to wait to take away all anxiousness and uncertainty that assaults our minds and bodies and souls and replace them with your confidence and your peace. Susanna in North Carolina, I want to pray for your friends who are having difficult marriages. Father, we lay these troubled marriages before you. We ask you to please revive their relationships, renew their love, and help them to work through their differences. In the powerful name of Jesus, we ask you to destroy any plans of the enemy concerning these marriages. Carpe Diem driver, you are in dire straits concerning your finances. Heavenly Father, please help Carp ADM driver to seek and find the answers to his financial problems. Would you please open doors through other financial means so that he would be able to manage them in a way that honors you? Don't let him be overwhelmed, Lord, by these circumstances, but help him to turn to you for all things. A woman called in, I could not understand your name. I apologize, from Haiti. You're wanting prayer for a position of a job you want back. Precious Father, we pray that this woman will have your favor in this position. We're trusting you to provide for her, and we thank you for all you have done, are doing, and will continue to do in her life. Would you please just do, may she lean on you, and will you do what she needs? We give you all the glory and ask all these things in the powerful and...
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling, and thank you, Ethan, for calling us in and making decisions that will keep you on the right track. Know that you'll kind of stumble every once in a while, but you know what? We all do, but we get up on the strength of the Lord, and we keep marching forward towards the goal, towards the prize that we have in Jesus Christ. I pray for the lady who from Haiti who needs her job. Lord God, I pray you would open doors for her that you want her to walk through, and close the ones shut that she is not... is not from you. I pray, dear God, for her peace through this whole situation. And I pray for the lady who's having knee surgery. Dear God, I pray for her and her husband, who's going to be her caregiver. Lord God, we pray for miraculous healing, and that the pain will be minimal, but enough to remind her to do what she needs to do. Lord God, you are in control of all things, and we praise you and bless you. Give strength to us all as we walk through this day, and wisdom and insight to seek your will and your way for us today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
To all the dabbers who are struggling against the Spirit's calling into sobriety, especially to Christina and Ethan, chase after Jesus and don't look back. This is Susan from the Colorado High Country. I fought against the Spirit for years as he was calling me into sobriety, but under the banner of, "But I deserve it," I would have my wine at the end of each day. Finally, I knew I wanted Jesus more, and it has been such a blessing. The Spirit will come alive within you. I have a greater insight. The wisdom that I see and am able to bring into situations around me. My walk with Jesus, it doesn't have that interference. Oh, yes, I'm still a sinner. Oh, yes, I still need to confess. But that is out of my life, and it no longer interferes with my relationship and my chasing after Jesus. The Spirit is alive within me. Sobriety is wonderful, and it is a blessing. Chase after Jesus.
Carpe diem, driver. This is God's Life Speaker. You have been praying for lots of us. Thank you so much. Your prayers are so powerful. And we need to turn around now and pray for you. Your electricity is out. Things seem to be harder and getting worse. But sometimes, like in Nehemiah, when they built the wall halfway and they were bullied down, that's exactly when we need to press in, gather around family and start praying, because the wall, it's almost finished. It's almost around the corner. So I would ask you to continue to press in. It reminded me of Romans 5. And therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exalt in hope of the glory of God. And not only this, but we also exalt in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, perseverance proving character hope, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So, carpe diem, driver. Keep persevering. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He sees, he knows, he is totally aware. Just press in. And we are praying for you. And there is always hope. As long as there is breath, there is hope. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the blessing you're going to pour down, for the provision you're going to pour down, for the hope and the love that you have to give away to Carpe Diem Driver. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hey, my beautiful Dab family. This is from Junk to Treasure. And I have another prayer request. I didn't have enough time for the first call in. Maybe I rambled on too much about explaining the prayer request. But I would ask that you lift up my daughter, Trisha, also. She is the daughter that I called in, that her husband is not treating her so well and doing some dumb, bad things. The prayer request is actually, she is really emotionally on a roller coaster. She and he try to make up, and then he does good for a little bit, and then he's back to just being nasty. And financially, things are putting her into a tailspin again. He had a vehicle that he had owned for a while that blew the motor, and they had purchased her best friend's mother's vehicle when she passed away, and it was a one-owner vehicle, and she kept it in good upkeep, and Matt has been driving it for a while. And today, the motor blew, and it blew up so bad it blew a hole in it. And so now, financially, another setback and another worry and another major financial burden that she's going to have to carry to help get another vehicle. And so I ask you to just cover this situation in prayer also. Thank you.
Hello, this is Minita. I'd like to say a prayer for Widespread for Jesus, the gentleman they call from Nebraska, to ask us to pray for his wedding and his marriage. Congratulations. By now, you're probably married. I just want to let you know that you will be on my list of prayer, like everyone else that I have. I have a really long list, and God is good, and our prayers are forever in His presence. So God bless this gentleman, dear God. Bless his bride. Bless their marriage, that they will always keep you in the center of their marriage, Father God, on a daily basis. Help them to understand each other, dear God, and communicate, dear Lord. So important in a marriage, Father God. I pray that you, I pray a hedge of protection over them, dear God, around them, below them, above them, dear Father. Bless them in a mighty way, Father. Help them to serve you, dear God, and love you with all their hearts, dear God, and do your perfect will, dear Jesus. Let them be vessels for other people, other couples, dear God, around them. So I want to just thank you for them, Father. Bless them, dear Lord, in Jesus' name. I love you, my brother. Thank you for calling in. God bless you.
Hey, DAB, it's Refined by the Fire in Ohio, and I made it through graduation for our twins, and I'm playing a little bit of catch-up, and man, June 14th, Brian, was exactly what I needed to hear today. So I think I've told you guys that my dad landed in a different facility through an emergency placement back in January, and it is not a facility that anybody would choose to be in or to put their loved ones in. And I have tried calling, emailing to get him transferred to a quote-unquote nicer facility. And God has just made it clear that he is not going to be moving probably until he would need hospice at some point. And as I was having the meeting with the facility, and it was becoming very clear that this is where he is, and God's not surprised by that, and trying to settle into what my role and what Dad's role is, what he's trying to show me, and how I can serve during this season, his aide came in and mentioned how much she loved these name blankets that I had got for him, and how she wished that everybody in this facility would be able to have one as well. And in that moment, it was like God said, "Do you think I could do this?" And I was like, "Only you would be able to do this." And I asked them how many people are in the facility, and it's just over 100 people. And so for Father's Day, I am trying to be obedient to what God has put on my heart to allow him to work to do. And I am doing this fundraiser.
Good morning, everybody. This is Godsmile here. Well, Tom's home this weekend. The boys have gone off sorting cars out and shopping and bringing back some food for lunch. And so I thought I'd ring in and say hello. But first, I would like to pray for you, John, in the UK. You've got a lot on your plate, and you have had for quite some time with your daughter and your wife. But I would like to pray for your wife in hospital. Father, she's hearing voices, Lord, and these voices are not from you. So we, Lord, as a community, surround her with our shield of faith, and we draw a bloodline around her, the blood of Christ that is freely given to protect her, Lord. Will you not send forth angels, Lord, to minister to her as she's on that ward? Let no darkness, Father, step near, Father, the circle of faith and shields, Lord, that we raise up, we worship you, we give you praise and honor, and we ask, Lord, that you would fill, I'm sorry, I've forgotten your wife's name if you said it, but fill her with a strength that she would know that the Father God, that Jesus Christ, her Lord and Savior, is filling her up. And these voices, she can tell them to go to the pits of hell because they're not from you, Lord. So, Father, at the moment, she seems too weak. We ask you give wisdom, Lord, to the nurses and doctors. Give her a kind nurse, Lord, a caring nurse. Let no prescription drugs come nearer to harm her, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Time's ticking away. Kiss, kiss, everybody.
Good morning, Dabas. This is God's chosen from Georgia. I need all the saints to please join me in praying for Rhoda. Rhoda had brain aneurysm this morning, and she has been rushed to the hospital. Please join me to pray that the Lord God Almighty, Jehovah Rapha, He will meet Rhoda and heal her in the name of Jesus. Rhoda has three children.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Angie from Texas, aka Crucified with Christ. I am calling to give a little update on my son, Juan, from his path on this hard journey of stage 4 cancer. His oncologist sent him to a surgeon. Surgeon declared that he is a very good candidate for a liver transplant. That's where his tumors are at the moment. The cancer started at the colon, but it went to his liver. And that is the only place where there's cancer. The fear is that after the transplant, the cancer will come back since he has a very aggressive form of cancer mutation. So I ask you for prayers that God will guide us with the wisdom and what to do next. We do have a second opinion on this Friday coming up with MD Anderson, which is one of the best in the country, for a second opinion regarding the liver transplant and where his cancer is now. Thank you so much for all the prayers so far. I feel so blessed to have this community and this app to listen to the Word of God every day. I hear the prayers every single day, and I pray for you all the time. May the Lord guide us through this life on this side of heaven until we meet Him. Thank you, everybody, and God bless.
Shalom, family. This is Zainab from London. Oh, Ethan from Texas. Oh, my goodness. Your updates today, the 17th of June, really brought joy to my heart, because I haven't stopped praying for you from the 13th of June. And I know so many people have been praying for you as well. You know, you came to the right place to ask for prayer. You feel like you've let yourself down, you've let your family down, and most importantly, you've let God down. But God is never surprised at anything we do. He already knows what we are going to do even before we did it. You know, everyone have made mistakes, but we just have to keep moving forward. God's grace is enough, Ethan. And I'm so happy about the progress you've made. You've made some right choices. And may God bring the people that will lift you up in wherever you go. Because I think you said you're going to find a church. May God bring people around you. But you know you have your DAB family to always call or to always lean on. We will lift you up in prayer. We will lift each other up. That's who we are as a family here. I'm so grateful, and I'll continue to pray for you. God will bring changes in your life. He will complete what He has started, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, family. Let's continue to lift this young man up. We are grateful for your life, Ethan.
Hello, DAB family. This is Diana from Florida, and I just want to praise God for Ethan, because he has found strength in the Lord to not only become sober and let go of the substances he was abusing, but also to join a community of believers locally that will help to hold him accountable in his journey
Praise God, Ethan. Praise God for your decision. Praise God for your newfound strength. Praise God for what He is doing in your life to transform your heart and your mind, to make you desire what He desires and make you hate the things He hates. Praise God that your heart has been converted into a heart of flesh. Praise God that you are being transformed from the inside out. This is such exciting news. Thank you for calling in to let us know how you are doing and the success that you are now encountering. I'm so grateful because it allows us to see that God's mighty hand continues to work in a powerful way. May you continue to employ good habits that will keep you connected to the Lord. So not just eliminating these substances, but now replacing them with better habits, whether that's sleeping on time, whether that's exercise, whether that is being able to have some newfound hobbies on top of the fact that you're praying and reading the Bible daily. Praise God. Do those things, you will remain successful. God bless you.
Hey, Dabbers. It's Abba's Child from Southwest Florida. It is Saturday, June 17th, the day before Father's Day in the U.S. And I am so excited. I just heard Ethan from Texas call in, thanking us all for praying for him. I can't remember how long ago it was he called. It was a week or two. I don't know. I didn't write the date down. And Ethan, I'm sorry I did not actually call in and pray for you, but you sure were on my mind and you broke my heart that day. Your sweet voice, your sweet intentions, your anguish, I've so been there where you were that day. And I am so excited to hear that you are on the mend. And don't we just know that prayer works and that this community is just... There are no words. The words I would say are not very good. My old hippie self, you know, old habits are hard to break, but Ethan, I'm just really so happy for you that you're going to seek out a church to attend and that you are conquering your demons, if you will, and looking up. And I just love our community. It's just amazing to me. It's just amazing. I would have called in sooner today, but I have been on a mission myself today at the local children's hospital here in Fort Myers, Golisano Children's Hospital, where a prayer circle of mine from my church and I went down there from Punta Gorda, where we live, to pray for the dads whose children are in the NICU and the PICU, just at this hospital in general. And it was an amazing time of worship and prayer. I love this community. I wish you all dads.
Some people have big problems like no arms and no legs. Some people have small problems like they can't find their keys. Some people are praying that their dogs will have puppies while others are praying for a cure for their disease. But one thing that's common to us all, and it really doesn't matter, big or small, God cares, He's always there, and He never gives you more than you're able to bear. But sometimes, just like those disciples in the storm and that little boat on the water, our thoughts get confused, filled with fear and disorder. They started to panic and they thought they were going to drown. The boat was filling up with water and they swore they were going down. But Jesus was with them. He was sleeping right there. They woke Him up in a panic and asked, "Master, you don't care that we perish, that we're about to drown? The boat's filling up with water and we're all going down?" And Jesus looked at them and shook His head and said, "Oh, ye of little faith," because they still hadn't grasped the essence of the message that as long as God is with you, you're always safe. Then He said, "Peace be still," to the winds and the water, and everything around them returned to a sense of divine order. The disciples were amazed at this display of awesome power, that even the storm didn't have enough strength to devour. And the same thing is true with us today as it was with them, the disciples back then. Sometimes our faith in the Master gets thin, and the winds and waters surround us, pulling us down, and we get filled with fear and panic, and we believe we're going to drown. when we really should be rebuking the devourer, because Jesus gave us all power. And we need to speak peace be still to all winds and water. And at least internally we can have a sense of divine order. Because we don't have control over the circumstances. The storms of life are beyond our control. But whatever our lots, we know it is still well with our soul. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. I'd like to give...
Hello, this is Max, mental health warrior from Madison, Wisconsin. And a lot of the times I've been calling to ask for prayer for me. But this time, Ethan from Texas, June 12th, called in. He's having a lot of problems letting go and doing the things that he wants to do and that God wants him to do, and is feeling that he's letting himself down and he's letting God down. And I feel you, brother. I was there where you are, and I know that I will be there again, but I know that through the highs and lows that God is with us. And the fact that this is bothering you so just shows your love for God, and he loves you as well. And so God put it on my heart to share just a little bit of scripture, 1 Peter 5. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Tim, the power forever and ever. Amen. You are casting your anxieties to the Lord. He is with you. He loves you. And doing this is good, because otherwise we're easy prey for the roaring lion. So just know that I'm going to be praying for you, and I know I'm not the only one who's going to be praying for Ethan. Just know that you're not alone, and God is with you. God has this, and just know that I'm saying a prayer for you. God bless you, Ethan. Be strong.
Oh, Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for all my dabbers. Your Father, bless each one of them, dear Lord, and everyone, Father God, that needs prayer, Lord. We lift them up before your throne, dear Lord. We approach your throne. You have given us the confidence, Father, that we can come to you, Father, when we most need you, dear God. And I want to lift up in prayer, dear God, the couple, in their 70s, dear Father, that a drunk driver hit their car in the back, driving 100 miles per hour. Oh my God. My heart went out for them, dear Father. Thank you for the sister that called in. She has such a big heart, compassionate heart for them, dear God. I pray, dear God, for the whole family, dear Lord. I pray that your healing hand be upon them, dear Father. Thank you for what you're doing, dear God, in their lives. Dear Jesus, raise her up from the wheelchair, dear God. We come together in agreement with the sister that called in, dear Lord, for a miracle, Father. There is nothing impossible for you, dear Father. Help us, dear God, to believe and trust you with all our hearts, and know, dear Father, that all things work together for good for those that love you and are called according to your purpose, dear Father. I pray for all of them, dear God. Bless the sister, dear God, that feels for them, dear God, that called in so that we can pray for them, Father. In Jesus' name, dear God, we pray. I love you, sister. Thank you for calling in. You guys keep us on our knees praying for one another, just like Jesus wants us to be. God bless you.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, we give you honor, glory, and praise. And we give you thanks for all you have given us to sustain our lives in your love. Father, give us the grace to come into your presence, ready to hear your word and to know your love for us and how we can give you thanks, ask you for our needs, and give you praise. You are the source of all wisdom. Give us a share of your wisdom today so that we may see things as you do, rather than our own limited vision sees things, because our vision can be very far from yours. Help us understand that life is short and that the things of this world are passing away, Give us the desires to long for the things of heaven rather than the things of this world. Father, make us wise so that we can glorify you. Give us the wisdom we need today to listen and respond in our lives by turning to you in gratitude for all you have given us. Help us understand that life is short and that things of this world are passing away. Give us the desire to long for the things of heaven rather than the things of this world. Father, make us wise so that we can glorify you. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I pray God's blessings over each and every one of you. I love you all so much.
This is Lisa from Texas, and I am calling to ask for prayer for my son, Ashton. His marriage is falling apart, and his wife wants a divorce. And he doesn't feel like he can live without his wife and kids. And he is completely desperate for Jesus to intervene. Thank you very much.
Hello, DAB family. This is Joyful Noise from Southern California, and I am calling in to pray for Ethan and all the Ethans out there, including myself, yours truly. And I really just want to lift up Teresa from Washington as well. Teresa, I was struggling with how to respond to Ethan's prayer request because I felt like, you know, I struggle with this. So what answer do I have? And yours was perfect, that God impressed upon you that God was more concerned about the shame that was between you and he whenever you stumbled and you fell back into sin, repetitive sin. And whatever that sin might be, you know, as we're listening to the building of the temple by Solomon and the consecration of the temple by that wonderful long prayer of his, he says, for no one is without sin. Like Solomon said that the wisest man, according to scripture, on the planet, he's got it. You know, he himself stumbled into sin later in life. And we're not, we all have it. You know, we all have that sin nature in us, that carnal nature. So I just lift up Ethan, Teresa, myself, all of us, because all of us struggle with this. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your grace and mercy, God. Thank you that you promised because of the salvation that Jesus offered us on the cross, the incredible gift of salvation and eternal life with you. You promise us that when we turn to you and we confess our sin, confess means to agree with you. You already know about our sin. We're just confessing. We're aware of it. And you separate us, our sin from us, as far as the east is from the west. And you bury it in the sea of forgetfulness, God. And I'm just so grateful for that. So I lift up Ethan, Teresa, myself.
Lisa, this is Bart. I wanted to reach out to you and your son, Ashton, with these marriage problems. I just want you to know, my wife and I, we were blessed with a good marriage. It didn't start well, obviously. I don't know why she put up with me, honestly. But on your situation, I would just like to pray for this. And I'm not the most qualified person at all, but if anybody would like to get a hold of me, it's ChadS2686@gmail.com. But I'm not qualified, but I can explain what God's done in my life and be a friend. So let's just go ahead and pray. Father, I ask that you take Ashton's marriage and you just grab it in your hand and you take control of this. Whether the situation goes right or wrong, Lord, I ask that you help to guide this young man and just help him to look towards you. Father, we don't understand a lot of things. All that you ask us to do is come to you on a bended knee. That's all you ever ask us to do. And you say you'll work things out how they're supposed to be worked out. Father, I ask that you take these two adults and help them to raise their kids well and help them to find you. Father, that's all you want. You're seeking us. And God, I ask that you make this happen. Be with Lisa. Help her to be calm and collected. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Hello, everybody. This is God Smiley.
I'm Peter.
I'm Tom.
And Tom's here too. Bring us in, boys.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come. No more clouds in the sky. No more tears to dim the eye. Oh, it's peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no more pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
What a glorious day it is too. Over here in England, it's Father's Day.
It is.
And we're blessed to share it with Tom, aren't we?
Yes.
So we say goodbye, Peter.
Bye-bye, Peter.
Say goodbye, Tom.
See you later.
And it's a kiss-kiss from all of us.
This is Jersey Jane for Jesus. I'm listening to the prayer and encouragement of June 18th, Father's Day. And there is a... sounded like a young man called in. He did not give his name, but I'll just refer to you as young man. You said that your mother passed away before COVID, and that this June 5th your grandmother passed away. You're seeing a lot of sadness in your life, but you sounded upbeat despite the mourning time that you might need to recognize that they have gone to heaven. I'm sure that they were saved. But also you talked about your cousin now picking up where your mother was building her business, and he's taken over, that you have a full-time job and you're helping to meet the rents that are needed, the food that you have to purchase, that your father's in Kansas and can't be of any help. I pray, and you prayed, and you love, and you have Jesus, and he is our provider. He is the one who sees us through our darkest moments and our brightest moments. He is there with us at all times. And God bless you, young man. I hope you go forward strong in life, and Jesus is always at your side. God.
Happy Father's Day to our Babylonian father, Pastor Brian. This is Zaina from London. I wish you a happy Father's Day. You are the father to many nations. You know, this DABC community is made up of many nations. So you are the father of many nations, Pastor Brian, happy Father's Day. I also want to wish all the fathers happy Father's Day, and to the ones not yet dads but are on the pipeline, on the waiting line to be dads, happy Father's Day to our stepdads, to our moms, to all the moms who are taking the role of a dad. We wish all the the adoptive dads happy Father's Day, our granddads, and even our dads that are no longer here with us. We wish everyone a happy Father's Day. I just want to call before the end of the day to wish you all a happy Father's Day. Love you all. Love you loads. Thank you.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible Prayer Warriors. This is Elizabeth in Delaware. I've got a little bit of a frog in my throat, so I sound very deep. But I wanted to call in and thank you for your prayers for my husband. And I wanted to thank Jill and China and Brian and Ezekiel for their giving us God's holy word and their encouragement in their messages afterwards. And what a blessing it's been to us. I wanted to ask for your prayers for my husband. He had his right knee replaced in February, and it was doing great, but has declined after the first month. So we have been back to see the surgeon and had more tests done, and it looks like he needs to have a new right knee. And so I'm asking now, first off, if you would pray that there be no infection in his knee, because there's two different procedures if there's an infection in there, bottom line. I'm not a doctor, but I just know that that's critical to his healing. And I just ask you to continue to guide the surgeons. There's a new surgeon who will be doing this, and we're praying that we can have some blessing, that we could have this as soon as possible. So if you could lift up, first off, he has no infection in his knee, and next, that we could get to the top of the line somehow and get this surgery done as soon as possible. He's not sleeping well. He's lost 45 pounds. Blood work and tests have shown no explanation for this weight loss and whatnot. So, just we're praying for wisdom for the doctor, and that God's hand and mercy and love would continue to lift us up and guide us and open doors and close doors according to his will. So thank you for praying for us, and we ask this all in Jesus' name. God bless you all. Love to you. Bye-bye.
Joyfully, Joe, this is God's Life Speaker. I heard you on the community prayers this past week, and you were calling in praying for someone else, and it reminded me of your diagnosis of lip cancer. And you didn't call in to ask prayer for yourself, but you sounded low, and I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I just want to lift you up, okay? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for Joyfully Joe. She has had so much go on this year, the loss of her pastor, just that whole thing washing through her church, this lip cancer, Lord, and her testimony that she has shared of some of her life's hardships, Lord. And I just pray that you would put a hedge of protection about her, that you would be the joy that fills her from the inside out, that, Lord, that she would keep her mind on you and you would be her peace, Jesus as her peace, that she would clothe herself with Jesus. And I pray that you would just give her rest, that you would help her just to see your hand in everything that's going on around her, that you would just show her that she is a delight to you, and that in your presence there is the fullness of joy. And we just ask for that to cover her, Lord.
And we, dear God, I want to worship you and praise you and thank you, Father, for my siblings. Father, I heard a gentleman's prayer request to lift up Sharon, this woman who knows you, dear God, but she's going through a trial. She's going through a dark place right now, Father. The
a low valley. Your God, I ask you that you lift her up from there, Father, that you meet her where she's at, Father, that you embrace her, dear God, that you lift her up, Father, Holy Spirit. We're not orphans. We're not alone. You promised not to forsake us or leave us, Father. I pray, dear God, that you look into her heart, look into her life. You know what she's going through, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus that you touch her body, touch her soul and her heart, dear Father. And whatever opposition that she's going through, Father, I ask you, dear God, that you give her the victory over this trial and the situations that she's going through, Father. I pray for her with all my heart in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know that you listen to us. You hear us, and that's just so beautiful. Prayer is just so beautiful. It's more valuable than any gold, any silver, any money, Father. It's just so beautiful. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I love you, my brother. She's going to...
BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, beginning today, we are going to pursue you with everything we have in us until we get to the place you want us to be. We renew our dedication and commitment to you. We won't stop, we won't be defeated, and we won't quit until we see every one of your promises come to pass in our lives. We praise you and thank you that you desire for us is abundance, peace, joy, prosperity, health, and victory in every area of our lives. We pray you would remove everything that stands in our way from following the path you have laid before us. Father, we are asking you to give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to receive your correction and guidance as we seek a faith resurgence in our lives. We pray for a dramatic turnaround in our thinking, believing, speaking, and acting. We ask you to give us the strength to hold strong in the days ahead. Help us to resist distraction and put this time of renewed commitment to you at the forefront of our thoughts and hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. May you experience God's love each and every day. I love you all.
Hi, DAB family. This is Ethan from Texas, and I'm calling in to say a prayer for two fathers and two brothers that have called in, and they have asked for prayer. Purchased and owned by him from Texas, and White as Snow from Tennessee. I wanted to lift both of you up, and I wanted to say a prayer. I pray for Rachel, that she may find the strength and the courage in Christ to be able to be stronger than her fear and to be able to be brave and to face the challenges that she has coming. I pray that she will be able to run her race and she will be able to lean on the Lord for the strength she needs. And I pray for Rebecca And I pray that Rebecca finds a salvation. I pray that Rebecca can open that door that Christ has placed in front of her, and she is able to find peace in a relationship with Jesus Christ as we at the DAB family have here. And I pray for the man that called in, purchased and owned by him from Tennessee, I pray that the relationship with your son is mended. I pray that it is restored. And I pray that you two can be united again as father and son. I love all of you. I share in your troubles, and I hope things get better. And I know that if you have faith, they will get better. I love you. Have a great day. In the name of...
This is Candace from Oregon. Thank you, Brandon from Texas, and all the many faithful prayer warriors who've remembered my son Micah and my grandson Eli and my nephew's 10-year-old son Joel. I have a bit of an update on Joel. The spinal tap showed everything's clear. The hard part is that they're going to have to go to Cincinnati, him and all of his many siblings and mom, and I don't know if dad will probably have to stay behind to work. I don't know how they're working all this. He's the pastor of a really wonderful church. So just pray that God will bless each and every member of this family and continue to keep Joel safe and sound, and that the treatments for 6.5 weeks in Cincinnati go really well. Thanks so much for your prayers. They are so powerful. Candace from Oregon.
Hi, good morning. This is Maria from East Brabant, Rhode Island. Today is June 17th, and I'm calling for Ethan again. Ethan, I just heard your prayer today, and I am so, so happy for you. I am so excited, and I want you to know that whatever you're going through, whatever it is, God is going to use it for his good and his glory. Ethan, I know in my heart and soul that you are going to help so many people. And you know, Ethan, and for all of us, always, I always go to Joshua 1, verse 9, which it says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." So I am just so happy for you, Ethan. And I pray for all of us to always glorify our Jesus. Thank you, and have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Jay from Clarksville, Tennessee. I'm calling to pray for Ethan from Texas. My brother, I'm praying for you, man. I have been sober for almost 2 years now, and God has truly blessed me during this time. I want to pray for you. I know that this is a journey that will show you things in life that you never thought possible. I myself drank alcohol for over 15 years, and it hasn't been easy, but it has been a blessing. Most wonderful, amazing, powerful, outstanding God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Father, we come to you now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We lift up our brother Ethan from Texas. Father, we confess of any sins that we have committed knowingly or unknowingly. And we rest knowing that the precious blood of Jesus Christ has atoned for these sins. Father, we lift up Ethan as he steps out of addiction and into your will for his life. Father, we pray that your angels will encamp themselves around him. We pray that your Holy Spirit will convict, lead, guide, and comfort him on this new journey. And Father, we pray that your blessings will flow. They will be renewed daily as he takes each step in the direction of sobriety, in the direction of serving your will, in the direction of chasing after you, in the direction of dedicating himself to a life becoming Christ-like. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you, brother.
Good afternoon, DAB family. This is coming out of the show in Maryland. I want to first thank everybody from Brian to Jill to China to Ezekiel to all those who are working in the background making sure that this Daily Audio Bible is able to run without any issues. All those intercessors who call in daily and give them the word of encouragement or just reach out and pray for all of us who have needs. And in the midst of saying that, I wanted to ask everyone to pray with and for me that I take God as his word. It's one thing to say, oh yeah, God has a plan, I have a need, this and that, but just to stand on it and just, you know, constantly repeating, saying, okay, well, God, you said this and said that. Well, pray for me that I take God at his word in every area in my life, as well as that I would continue to trust him, look to him, and not look at all the distractions and all the things that are going on in other people's lives and try to compare myself to it. I love you all, and I pray the prayers as I listen to the prayer request. Everyone be encouraged, and let's just continue to do the work of the Lord. Amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. I'm calling in to say thank you. This is Carol from Ohio to Arizona to Colorado to New Mexico to Arizona. And I want to say thank you to Daniel Johnson Jr., my friend from Cincinnati. Thank you for calling in. And I heard some lady call in for me. She just has the sweetest voice, and gosh, I can't think of her name right now. But thank you, everybody who prayed for me. I'm on the other side of multiple kidney stone drama, multiple trips to the hospital, 911, ambulance, ER, emergency, blah, blah, blah. I can't even tell you the story. It was too much. But I'm on the other side. I felt your prayers. I think I'm out of the woods now. All these kidney stones are out. It was a harrowing experience, to say the least. Drink your water. Drinking water is the best way to avoid this kind of thing. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hey, hello, Daily Audio Bible. This is Alta Lee Maxwell calling on the 17th. A week from tomorrow, we're getting married. Oh my goodness, the songs we're gonna have is Goodness of God, Gratitude by Brandon Lake, which is quite fairly, and then the Lord's Prayer while we take communion. And my honey's going to get a hotel room, and our big thing's going to be going to the International Convention for the Gideons. Maybe there's some Gideons listening to this in Louisville, and we're driving there, and I'm just delighted. I feel like a queen, and I just want to thank you all for all your prayers for so long. You all have been so faithful. I pray for the man who's having a problem, not getting electricity. Oh, Lord, just bring down from heaven everything he needs, God. As he cries out to you, show him your faithfulness in amazing ways. My fiance was telling me that one time he needed a great amount of money. He was still working and everything, but for some reason he did, and he went to this Christian men's group, and he hadn't told anybody, and this man looked at him and he says, do you have a need, Lon? And because he had done real well in this real estate or something, and so God knows your need, and we're praying with you. Continue to pray for Ethan, and just thank you for these men on this call. And us women, we are so blessed, so, so blessed.
Jesus. Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Jay from Clarksville, Tennessee. Man, God is so good. I just wanted to call in and pray for those of us who deal with depression and anxiety and other mental health challenges. You know, the Word of God tells us in Philippians 4 to do not be anxious for anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And, you know, the enemy would like to have me believe personally that That's not enough. And I know that that's a lie. So as I sit here in the blessing and the grace and the mercy of our Savior Jesus Christ, let's pray. Most wonderful God, our Father, we come to you in the holy and mighty and matchless name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. God, we lift up myself, we lift up anyone under the sound of my voice that is bearing this cross of depression and anxiety and all of the other hosts of mental health issues that plague your children. Father, we need you. We need your guidance. We need your comfort. We need your love. In these times, oh God, when we have no real reason to be depressed or anxious, that you will remind us that we are your children and all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Father, we believe that we are called according to your purpose. So we ask now that you will grant us a reprieve in this time where we need our minds, where we need our hearts to be focused on you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Hello, prisoner of hope. This is Minita. I just wanted to say something to you. I just wanted to tell you that I love you very much. Thank you so much for all your prayers. When you come in here and pray, I agree with you. I love the way you come before the Lord to pray for us and for so many. God bless you. I know it's not easy to mention so many names, and you do that. I need to learn how to do that. Just, you know, like write down everyone's prayer requests and names. And but you're teaching me a lot of stuff, and you're teaching me how to pray, and I have grown so much with you. And I appreciate Brandon from Texas. He prays so beautiful too. Oh my God, what's his name again? I forgot his name. I just love the way you guys pray, and your prayers are forever in the presence of God. God hears you all. Thank you so much. I love you, and take care. You're so sweet, prisoner of hope. May the Lord give you strength and answer, give you the desires of your heart. And I pray for you and your family. I love you. God bless you.
Hello, Deb family. This is Jersey Jane for Jesus. This Sunday, June 18, Father's Day. I have two people I would like to pray for who called in today. The first, an ongoing story, has been searching for beauty. And your story of your cancer and finding the diagnosis online, oh gee, what a way to learn, but maybe it's better that way. But yes, your children, your girls, you have done the fostering, you said, for another family friend and took their children in, and you recognize that someone, should you not make it to the end where they grow up, someone will help you. Someone will be generous and loving and caring of the girls. But I am praying to Jesus through his stripes that you be miraculously healed. Jesus, heal this woman. Heal her today, Jesus. And the other one, I think I'll call back because I really was touched by Remorseful Sinner's story that I completely can relate to, that I coincide with I did coincide with when I was younger. So I'll call back. God bless everyone. And as always, thank you, Brian, Jill, Thank you, Ezekiel. Thank you, China. I listened to the song.
Hi, my beloved DAP family. This is Prisoner of Hope. DJ from Ohio, thank you so much for the encouragement that you called in for us on June 19th. And then Kay from Ohio, you were always giving us a word. And I thank you for that. I am blessed by both of you, so thank you. I want to lift up Lisa, your son Ashton, and daughter-in-law Tori, and your grandchildren Hannah and Anders. Lord, I lift up this family. This marriage is in great dire straits, and I am praying that your hand would be upon it. Will you please breathe new life and new love into this marriage, that they would love one another the way that you have shown them, and would you please bind Satan and just keep him far from them, that he would not be allowed to wreak havoc on them. Rick, the Redeemed in Florida, your sister-in-law is having constant dizzy spells. And then White as Snow from Tennessee, your daughter Rachel is still having stomach issues. Jehovah Rapha, our healer, I pray for these women. They would be able to walk in divine health, free from any health issues that they're facing. I pray that they would live the abundant life you meant for them to live. And please give them your power to overcome any fear and instead lean on you for all things. I am lifting up Irene. You are a student at Moody Bible Institute, and you are having some reservations about going into being a counselor because you know of a counselor who was stalked, I believe you said. So Heavenly Father, I'm asking you to help her to lean on you for all things. May you give her complete clarity in what you want her to do, and then may she follow your will fearlessly. Your word says that do not be conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And then we will be able to test and approve what your will is, your good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's how we know the will of God. Please give that to her. We ask all these things in the beautiful, precious name of Jesus. Amen.
This message is for Brian Harden. This is Candace from Oregon. Today on the podcast, you talked about Peter being called to go to Cornelius' house, the whole family being baptized, how the whole thing is like so out of the box, and how thankful and humbly grateful you are and all of us should be to be included in this calling to be among God's chosen people. And Brian, I just have to say, I don't know where even to start at how grateful I am to you and your beautiful family members who do this, who serve the Lord with you. Thank you for responding to what the Lord planted in your heart long ago and moving forward on it despite whatever adversities do not doubt have been many, just like Paul and Peter had and all of us are going to have when we follow our Lord. And the pain of what love is part of being truly alive. So let it be no longer us who live, but Christ who lives in and through us, so that the life we now live, we can live by faith in the Son of God who loved us.
Hi, Dad family. It's Kim in his arms. I've come to realize I'm not going to get any help from the government or any agencies with my housing crisis. I realized this weekend that the abuse that I've sustained here in this house by three people has just destroyed me. I mean, I lost my Section 8 because of it. I lost my bird. And my health has been severely compromised. I really can barely function like I used to. I've sustained some severe injuries to my low spine on top of the spinal diseases I have and the muscular disease and the autoimmune diseases. Now I have these brain diseases. I have such a hard time focusing and thinking straight and remembering things and staying on task. I had another little car accident this week, and I didn't handle that very well, but I'm not going to get into the details here. I think that the brain diseases are also affecting my vision. Probably my judgment too. I'm struggling so bad. I cannot manage all of this by myself, but yet that's where I'm at. And so, you know, I really need the Lord's permission. I really could use your prayers. I appreciate each and every one of you. And I ask the Lord to bless you.
Hi, DAB. It's Emmy from Illinois calling in with an update. My father-in-law moved in this weekend, so we now have an extra body and an extra dog officially in our house. We are trying to sell the house that we are in and move somewhere that's a little bit smaller in size, but still with the same amount of bedrooms, which makes it hard because with my father-in-law, we now need a 5-bedroom house, really. And then we've just lots of stress with trying to fix up the house to get it ready to go on the market, with me being a full-time employee working from home, as well as having a toddler that I am also trying to corral all day long. It just adds extra stress. I feel bad that I can't just help my husband whenever he's working on projects like he would like, which causes a little bit of resentment in him. Because he'd like more help from me, and I struggle to prioritize work and family life and now these projects. And then if you could just pray for my husband's relationship with God. He's pretty much agnostic, doesn't really want anything to do with God, and in some ways seems to be searching to find ways to give credence to his not wanting to believe in God or have a relationship with him anymore, which is frustrating for me with everything else going on. I'm exhausted and just struggling to feel my own relationship with God. And I hate it. I hate that I don't have the faith that I had, even as I see that he is working, because my relationship with my husband is so much better. So please, thanks.
Good morning. This is Marilyn calling from New Hampshire. I'm calling on Monday, June 19th. I'm calling to ask for prayer for my sister, Patty. I've done this a few times in the last year or so. She's in the hospital now with fluid on her lungs, having a really hard time breathing, just not in a great place. She was in a couple weeks ago because her heart was having issues. She's just not in great health, lives a very sedentary life and doesn't really move her body much at all. And I think it's catching up with her. So just pray that for a miracle for Patty, that she would really want a better life.
Hi, my name's Andrea. I've called before about my son's severe acne. His name is Jaden. I'm just asking for some more prayers for him. He's lifeguarding this summer and his acne has just not gotten better. They have put him on a lower dose and we'll continue with that. My concerns are very strong about the effects of this medication on his body, especially his stomach, and the fact that he's in the sun and he's very sensitive to it now. It's just very painful to watch him go through this. He's just being really strong about it, and I'm just asking you all to just reach out to God and just ask him for a supernatural healing, that whatever's causing this horrible, horrible situation in his body to produce this acne, that it is healed once and for all, that it is done. And thank you so much. Appreciate this community so very much. And I do pray for you. I'm just asking for prayers. And anyway, thank you. Bye.
Hi, y'all. My family, my fellow dabbers. This is Casey, the single-minded plumber, calling in from beautiful, sunny Aloha. I wanted to call in to pray for Tracy from Cincinnati. I heard your call and you broke my heart. I wish I could explain to you how much you are worth. You're worth more than the skies above. You're worth more than everything on earth combined. You are the treasure of his eye. That is my God. So I just want to let you know, I'm going to be praying for you. I love you. Chin up. You got to find some positive people in your life. And just tell that devil to bugger off. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, please bless Tracy from Cincinnati. Put a covering over her. Protect her. Go with her. Fight her battles for her. And lift her up. Lift her up and show her her worth. Lord, you love her so much, enough to die for her. And thank you for her. And in Jesus' name. And thank you for calling in, Tracy. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for the reminders from your word that you are our God and you are always with us. Your love can sustain us through everything that happens in our lives. Thank you, Father, that in anything we are struggling with today, you are with us. It is you who strengthens us. It is you who helps us. It is you who holds us up with your righteous right hand. It is you who responds to us with favor. Because you are our God, we do not need to fear, nor do we need to be dismayed. We trust you, Father, for each moment of the day in front of us. Thank you for the assurance that you give us each day. Thank you also for empowering us to come to you in prayer and lay down our burdens before you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you, and I pray along with you. I love you all. Have a good night.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. I want to thank you all that have responded to my May 2nd cry for help. This is Jane Ruth from Nebraska. Some of you identified me as the lost lady who didn't know how to reach out. Something happened today that was so significant. I am just stunned. I know that a lot of you have recognized me as the person that was singing hymns and, you know, putting together a few words that came from my over 30 years of sobriety and you know, my abortions and my years of helping my mom, you know, 15 years of caregiving and that sort of thing. But today, I had some things fall off my wall just at random, and it exposed this, I'm not going to get this said in the time that I have, but I know better today what I'm supposed to be doing, and it is a miracle, believe me. I'm going to have to call back, I'm sure. I am so amazed at what God is showing me.
Hello, my wonderful dad family. This is Protected by His Angels in Happy Valley, Oregon. I was watching some preachers this Sunday on TV, and one of them said something that really, really made me think. There was a gentleman who was in his car, and he was famished. And so he started praying to the Lord. And as he drove by, he spotted a Krispy Kreme donut pastry shop. So he pulled around. And, you know, Krispy Kreme has this light that when it turns red, it means they have fresh donuts that are ready to go.
beautiful donuts, glazed donuts, wonderful donuts. And he prayed, "Oh Lord, I know if when I pull around this light is red, I know it's your will for me to go in and get myself some Krispy Kreme donuts." Well, along about the seventh time around the parking lot, the light turned red, and he stopped, went in, got his donuts, and fed his hunger. That got me thinking, how many times around the parking lot have you gone trying to make your will happen instead of the Lord's? First time I recorded this, I accidentally posted it to Chronological, so if you're hearing it twice, I apologize, but I wanted to make sure the Dab family heard that. This has been protected by his angels in Happy Valley, Oregon. Have a blessed day.
Hello, Rosie, this is Minita. I love the way you pray for our children and grandchildren. I have four of my own and two children, a son and a daughter. And when you come and here and pray, I agree with you. I love your scriptures. They're very encouraging. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for praying for my children and my grandchildren. Thank you so much. I love you so much. I love your voice. You have such a godly heart, and your heart is it's close to the heart of God. Thank you. Thank you so much. I thank God for you. May the Lord bless you and you and your family. May He touch you each day and guide you and continue to use you according to His will. And keep calling in and keep praying for our children and our grandchildren. That is just a special ministry that you have. Thank you. May the Lord bless you and surround you with His love and presence day and night. I love you.
I am calling in again on Sunday, June 18th. I heard Remorseful Sinner call in. She needs a financial miracle. God can provide financial miracles. And maybe the financial miracle comes from within you, that you can hold a job long enough to pay off the bank. Just a part-time job, maybe 2 days a week or three mornings a week, and just be able to put down $50, $100 to the bank. And yes, the interests go up. I'm in the same position. And Remorseful Sinner, I too, and this is a testimony of mine in front of the Dab family, but I was diagnosed with borderline personality disorder as well, and I could not hold a job. When I was in my 20s and 30s, I broke down a lot. I would be on a job that I liked for a little while, and then all of a sudden my anger came out and I would huff and I'd quit. I was never fired though. I know I was a good worker, but I was in pain all that time. And the reason I was in pain, I recognize now that I'm older, was that I did not have Jesus. Jesus is walking with you. You said you have no one, no family. You have Dab family and you have Jesus. You talk to Jesus every day, every day. God bless.
Heavenly Father, I ask that you be with Tracy from the Cincinnati area. I just ask that you give her discernment, direction, and rekindle her understanding of her worth, Lord. And just give her direction and what she needs to do, whether she needs to make a job change or just see it from a different light, Lord. I just ask that you help her in that issue. And Lord, I ask that you be with Quill and all the people struggling with identity issues, Lord. That can come about in a lot of different ways, but just help all of us to accept our true identity in you, and I ask that you would work through those of us in this community to help each other with that and to help other people with that, Lord. Just protect us from deception and confusion that Satan wants to throw at us. And Lord, I ask that you be with Susie from Colorado and that you give her renewed strength, Lord, and just thank you for the work that you're doing through her with the orphan children, Lord, but just give her renewed energy and vision and strength and excitement in serving you, Lord. Lord, I ask that you be with Winter. I thank you for her heart, and I thank you for her ministry to people in her lives, Lord. And I just ask that you would lift her spirits, Lord, and that you would just fill her with excitement and love and recognition of how deep and wide your love is for her, Lord. And it is in the precious and powerful name of Jesus I pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier, just calling to pray with some of the dabbers. I wanted to pray with Drake from Zambia and his praise report. I want to thank you so much for that praise report. Tanya from Suffolk, what a wonderful praise report. Thank you so much, Tanya. And you all sound like some giddy teenagers. Praise God. I also want to pray for Heather and our friend Jacob for the health to recover. And Dana, I want to pray for you and Thomas on his major surgery having to do with the bicycle. And I also just want to pray and encourage those who are going through, those that are trying to conceive, those that are in prison, those that are going through depression, and those that need to be strengthened. Father, you say to in the word, let the weak say I'm strong and the strong say I'm stronger. Somebody needs your strength today, Lord. Somebody needs your healing. Father, we thank you for being the same God yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We just ask you to have your way in the Deborah's life. We just ask you to continue to use them, Lord. Continue to have your way, Father. In the name of Jesus, we just ask you to bless. We ask you to bless God's smile. We ask you to bless the Lisa, the encourager. We ask you to bless Joe, the protector. We just ask you to bless your people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we'll give you the glory and the honor and the praises to you in Jesus' mighty name. Love you all. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Hello, DAB family. This is Kenny from Ohio. I'm just calling to ask for some prayer for my grandpa. He had a stroke about a week ago. And this has had some debilitating things go on, low blood flow to his brain, not being able to stand up so well. So I'm just looking for a prayer. It seems like it's, you know, he's 92. It's getting close to his time to be with the Lord. So just asking prayers for our family, prayers for him in the transition. And we just... thank you and covet your prayers. Thank you. Love you.
Good morning, DAB. This is Cynthia from Virginia calling to give God all glory, honor, and praise. Lord, we come to you in your precious Son, Jesus' name, just thanking you for all your many blessings, Father God. We come asking for prayer for all those that need healing, Father God. Lady called in for her mother, Alberta, who's having issues with her eyes. I'm also having issues with mine, but Lord, I know that you're still in the miraculous healing powers. And I ask your healing over Alberta and my eyes, Lord, so that we can give a testimony of how awesome you are and let everyone know that you're still in the miraculous healing powers and give you all honor, glory, and praise. We thank you for healing marriages. We've heard of marriages coming back together, Father God, even after divorce, Lord. And we thank you for that. We actually continue to heal marriages, continue to heal people of all kinds of addictions and stuff. We just ask you healing powers to go through and flow through this here community, Father God. We love you and we give you all honor, glory, and praise, singing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Karen in Florida, currently in British Columbia, Canada, praying here today for Ethan, as I heard him over. I'm a little behind here, but I heard him today, and I just wanted to say a prayer. And thank you, Ethan, for reaching out with your good news that you are getting clean and sober, and you are going to a church and engaging with others, other believers, in your search and in your life walk with the Lord. So I just pray for you today, Ethan, that the Lord give you strength. I ask for him to surround him with his mighty angels and protect you from the enemy. And I just stand with you in prayer for you yourself and many others who struggle in this area. My son is one of them. His name is Nathaniel, and I would certainly appreciate all your prayers for him today as well. God bless you, Ethan, and you can do this. God's got a plan, and we're so grateful for him in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.
This is Diane from Maine, June 20th. There's a search and rescue operation underway for the lost submarine with 5 people aboard. Please pray with me as we lift these precious people before God. God, we love and trust you above all else. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You created this world, this atmosphere, the water in which this vessel lies dormant. We are all lost without you. You are our Father. Have mercy on the 5. Rescue and restore their hope and faith in you. You closed the mouth of lions in the lion's den. You kept Daniel's 3 friends from being burnt in the hottest fire. You gave David the faith and courage to throw 5 rocks, knock down and kill a giant. You caused a huge fish to swallow Jonah, and after 3 days was spit out to do your will. You set on fire wood that had been doused with 12 containers of water as Elijah called on your great and mighty name. Jesus walked on water to the 12 because of his faith in you. You parted the Red Sea as Moses stretched out his hand, saving a nation. Jesus fed the 5,000, and there were 12 baskets of food left over. God, please feed the 5 who must be out of food by now and let them have food left over as they ponder and wonder after you. The oil was enough to last 1 day, yet it lasted 8 days, and the light never went out. Please make the air to breathe last long enough for someone to find them. I pray for a peace and calm that only you can give as they wait for help, not unlike the 13 miners who waited for their rescue underground for 69 days 13 years ago. And I would pray you would give someone the knowledge to find and lead the search to find all 5 alive. Nothing is lost to you or too hard for you. Be glorified in this rescue, we pray in Jesus' name.
Salutations. This is His Little Songbird from Alberta, Canada. And I would like to leave a message for Tracy from the Cincinnati area. I can relate. The last few months has been a living hell for me. But something that I was just recently told, and I wanted to share it with you. Maybe it would help you too. When you're at home, start singing to the Lord. Worship Him. Praise Him. Make up your own song and tell Him how much you love Him and how good He is and how you're going to trust Him. You want to know how many demons are going to go screaming and fleeing from you when you start to do that? It's unbelievable, really. And not only that, but it brings peace and calm to our spirits. Because this feeling like you're drowning is just, it's horrendous. But I wanted to read something to you. It's James 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature
and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it'll be given to you. So, just so you know, I'm right there with you, and I'm holding you up in prayer, Tracy. Love you, my sister. Bye.
Hello, everyone. This is Kay from Ohio. I want to pray for, I'm sorry I didn't get your name, sir. I heard driver, and I heard that you were from Maryland. God bless you. God bless you. It is hard. And I'm sorry, but I laughed because when I heard you say, the closer I try to get to God, things just keep happening. And that's how it is. When you're on the right path, the devil's not going to just say, well, good job. Go ahead. No, he's going to cause things around you. It's going to seem like hell is breaking loose. That's his way of keeping you close to him and not close to God. So he wants you to give up, but don't give up. Remember, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of sound mind. And you got to remember and remind yourself of the scriptures all day, every day, even in the dark. And I'm sorry that these things are happening to you. And I pray right now that the Lord will send you resources, churches, different community places that can help you with your bills. And I appreciate you helping out people because I like to do that too. But God's not going to have you empty out all of your resources that you can't take care of yourself and everyone else is taken care of. So I pray that this is helping you. But thank you for being so great to God's people and helping us all. I pray that those resources turn around right now. I know this has been days since you sent this request and I'm just not responding. But I know God has a plan for me responding at this time and that you're still getting the resources and have abundant resources because you trust them. People.
Hi, this is Brian from Huber Heights, Ohio, calling on the 20th of June. I'd like to ask for prayer for my son, Mitchell, who is presently in a mental facility in Cincinnati at Summit Mental Facility. We had hoped that they would keep him a little longer to keep him off drugs and try to get him settled a little bit, but it looks like he may get out very soon. Our prayer is that if it's God's will, he would stay in there as long as he needs to. But if he gets out, I'm praying that they will have housing waiting for him, because when he went in there, he was homeless. That they will have restored his disability money so he has something to live on, and that he'll have the right housing near the right people, near the right church, and that he won't go back to drugs and alcohol afterwards. I also have a prayer request. As today's Old Testament reading concerning the two kings, the king of Judah, the king of Israel, going to their prophets and asking them if they should attack Syria, and all the prophets told them to go ahead and do it, but the prophet Micaiah warned them that Ahab would die, the king of Israel, if they went there, and they chose to go with the crowd. And in my own life, in my 33-year marriage, that I pray God will reconcile. All of our friends and people around us, and even pastors, are telling us we have a justified divorce and we're free to be with someone else. But we have one person in our life, and I'll call it, just refer to him as David, is my Micaiah, and he says that God would have us to reconcile and be remarried. So I'm praying that would happen. I would appreciate your prayers. Bless you all.
Dear God, you are a healer, a restorer, a redeemer. You are Christina, Savior, and Lord of her life. I claim that for her. I pray to God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, that you restore her, Father. That you put in her heart, in her taste, a bad feeling towards alcohol, drugs, or anything that she's taken. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you reveal yourself to her, that you show yourself strong in her life. I pray with all my heart for her, dear God. She's yours. You love her so much, Father. I pray, dear God, that you deliver her, dear God, from all these things, dear God, that are not godly. I pray that you set her free, Father God, from this bondage, Father. God, you came, you went to the cross for her, dear God. You took all her infirmity and all these desires of drugs and alcohol at the cross. And we put her in the foot of the cross, Father God, in Jesus' name. Bless her, guide her, protect her, dear God. I pray, dear God, Romans 2 in her life, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Christina, we love you.
This is Jersey Jane for Jesus calling out to Kim. Kim, I've been following your saga, your sad saga, that there seems to be no place for you to go. I mean, I can't imagine with your illnesses, with your recent MRI showing problems in your brain diseases. And I hope that you can find the right agency, that God can open a door for you. It's time for a nice door, a nice place to open up. You're my Christian sister, my dab sister. And I just don't understand why they haven't come onto your side yet. It's so obvious to me, it should be obvious to them that you need a place. So I pray to Jesus, Jesus, heal this woman. Find the right door for her, Jesus. Give her hope. Let her continue her prayers to you. She loves you. We all love you, Jesus. And we need you. This is her dark hour, and she's leaning on you for guidance. And through your stripes, Jesus, pour the blood over her situation. Raise her up. In your name, I pray. God bless. Amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Jane Ruth from Nebraska. Sometimes I can be so dense. Anyway, what I realized is that this was the birthday of the guy that I had had a relationship with long, long ago. Anyway, this was a symbol of grief. This white roses in this bouquet where I had a prayer shawl that I had made out of this thread that my grandmother had given me. Anyway, the rest of the story is that forgetting the things that are behind, I press on to the goal, and I'm moving on. And no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. And man, I have really changed from what I used to be. Anyway, I have an email address that works now. If you put DAB in the subject line, my email address is janeruth322@gmail.com. janeruth322@gmail.com is how you can reach me. And I am so grateful. I would like to be able to get a working website and get on with my life, because there's so much more that I want to do for the Lord now, and I want to connect.
Hello, everybody. This is Godsmiley. I'm catching up with you. June the 13th, and Brian starts talking about Solomon and his 1,000 wives, and he says, "Boy, I have trouble just keeping up with one." And I know, all us cheeky wives are laughing with him. Oh, Brian, thank you. Brian Harden, thank you so much for that laughter. Ah, I've had to compose myself just to call him. You funny, funny, funny man. We love you, Brian. Lord, Lord Jesus, just bless him. Thank you for his one wife. Lord, may they bless each other. Father, keep them in health. Protect them, Lord. And may you preserve DAB always, always, Jesus. Because we would be lost without it. It is a lifeline to me. It is a dear, sweet lifeline. I'm going to go. Kiss, kiss, everybody.
Hello, DAB family. This is Diana from Florida. And I want to celebrate and also pray for Christina from Oregon. She calls herself Kneeling at the Cross, I believe. And I just want to celebrate the fact that you are on the journey. You are on the journey toward sobriety, toward recovery. And I appreciate you coming back on and updating us on how it's going. You had a little hiccup, and that's okay. The point is that you are being consistent, and that is the key, is to remain consistent in your pursuit of righteousness, in your pursuit of sobriety, in your pursuit of seeking the Lord. Remain consistent in going to those AA meetings, in doing the things that are going to ensure your success. Let me pray for you now. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for Christina. We thank you for her heart and her hunger to become sober and really seek you, O Lord God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus right now that she would remain consistent in the actions she needs to take in order to ensure that she remains sober. I also pray, Lord God, that you would help her to stay away from the places and the engagements and things that may encourage her to fall. And sometimes that could be hard. It may mean some very big sacrifices. But Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would help her with that peace as well. Lord God, all in all, I just celebrate and praise you, Jesus, for this beautiful miracle that you're doing in her life. Because even these little baby steps are beautiful and amazing. And so we praise you and love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you, Christina. You're doing great.
Hi, family. It's Mary Lynn in New Brunswick. And just a little bit of an update. Mom is still home, but we did get some progress. And I talked to the nursing home this week, and they're hopeful that it might happen this week. If not this week, next week for sure. So before the end of June, hopefully for sure. So I would just request that you keep praying. My mental health is still declining quickly. I have a headache just about every day. And I'm just really at the end of myself, if I'm really honest. So this cannot happen fast enough. It's been a lot. I have another prayer request. My daughter, Erica, she will turn 30 next month. And she's always had some health issues. Never anything real serious. Just she's always had sinus infections. She had bladder infections as a young child. And now that has progressed to UTIs in adulthood. And now she has discovered that she has
a stricture on her urethra, and that means surgery. So she's a little concerned about that. She's also been being treated for polycystic ovarian syndrome. So she's a little concerned about that. She's always had a weight issue, which comes from her grandmother's side. And I know that it's just really waning on her, the idea of surgery, being overweight, her cousin just passing away because of her weight and the complications there. So if you could just hold Erica up in prayer, I would really, really appreciate that. And just all of us in general, we could just really use the strength. So remember, it's God's love in all of us to the world, because love truly does change everything. Thanks, family.
Hey, my beautiful dad family. This is your servant from Junk to Treasure. And I want to share this little information with you. The church needs palm trees. Are you a palm tree in the church? I want to tell you some interesting things about these kind of trees. Palms can withstand the most severe storms. When the winds blow up against them, they bend, but they do not break. And after the storm passes, eventually, these trees raise back up, and they are stronger than ever. 2 Corinthians 4 in 8, 9, and 16 through 18 says, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, and struck, but not destroyed." And just like the palm, we are the strongest at our core, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. 1 John 4, 4. The palm tree is difficult to burn because of its high water content. John 7:38 says, "And out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." The palm tree provides cover to provide life. The palm oasis in the desert provides shelter, shade from extreme conditions. And as we grow in a relationship with God, people should find protection, shelter, life under our cover. We should be maturing, providing care and a break from the heat of circumstances in this life, and water for their souls. We need to be mature palms. It has nothing to do with age, and it has everything to do with getting stronger with each storm we face. Make treasures out of the junk that...
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for the reminders from your word that you are our God and that you are always with us. Your love can sustain us through everything that happens in our lives. Thank you, Father, that in everything and anything we are struggling with today, you are with us. It is you who strengthens us. It is you who helps us. It is you who holds us up with your righteous right hand. It is you who responds to us with favor. Because you are our God, we do not need to fear, nor do we need to be dismayed. We trust you, Father, for each moment of the day in front of us. Thank you for the assurance that you give us each day. Thank you also for empowering us to become to you in prayer and lay all our burdens before you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love you all dearly.
Hey, everybody. Hi, Stace James here. I'm just outside on my lunch break. It's 2:31 a.m. I'm a night shift guy. Anyways, I'm just listening to Brian on whatever day it is. It's the latest one. How does that help? I don't know. I think it's the 19th, 20th? Whatever. But I just wanted to commend Brian. You know, he's such a great reader of the word. Like, he puts emotion into it, and he just makes it so much more interesting than reading it. I mean, that's why I listen to Brian, because I don't have to read. It's a great life. Okay, ciao for now.
Hi, beloved family. This is Prisoner of Hope. Zach from Phoenix, you need to move. Heavenly Father, he's not sure what to do next. It's expensive where he's at. Would you please provide him with a roommate or help him to find a place that he can afford by himself? May he lean on you for all things, and may you guide his steps. Eyes of a Dove, I'm lifting up Billy and his daughter Izzy. Lord, as she said, there's a fragile bridge. Would you please make this bridge strong? Would you build it with building blocks of love, Lord, for one another? May they have a relationship that honors you. Gary from Fort Worth, Texas, your older brother Michael was in a serious accident and his poor dog died. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you would comfort him in the loss of his dog, but we also ask that you would bring healing to him quickly and just restore his body, and just may your healing flow through him like a living stream, and be an encouragement to Gary as well. Beloved in Texas, you are going to grad school and you think you bit off a little more than you can chew. And Lord, she's just having breakdowns. She's working full time. She doesn't even know what to pray for, as she said. But we know that, I believe it's in Romans 8:26, that says, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We don't know what to pray for, but he intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express, and he does it perfectly within the will of God. So turn to the Spirit of God to help you, beloved, and I'm asking God, Lord, that you would please give her your strength to do what she has started. Praying in the desert, Jeremy, your friend, passed away from cancer, and his wife, Yvette, is a grieving widow. Heavenly Father, I am just lifting her up. We just ask you as Lord of mercy and Father of comfort that you will please just bring your comfort to her, that you will just embrace her with your loving arms and wipe away her every tear. Just be a blessing to her and hold her up in this time of sorrow. We ask all these things in the beautiful, precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Lawrence in Atlanta, thank you so much for calling. I first off just want to praise God for moving your heart to submit to him and coming before the Daily Audio Bible family, that we can pray and correct you in the actions you've taken against your family. So Heavenly Father, we pray for just your wisdom to be able to rebuke and correct our brother who has chosen to begin an emotional relationship with a coworker. Father, we pray that your will be done and that his will would be put under your submission. God, may you reveal yourself to him, and may he see that just as David made mistakes but was a man after your heart and submitted his will to you, how you were able to restore the mistakes made in his life. God, we pray that his family doesn't have the same outcome that David's did, where his, because of the sin that David made, how it tore his family apart. We pray that you would preserve Lawrence's family. We pray that you would restore the marriage that once was, the beautiful bond, the covenant that they made together. Lord, may Lawrence just be healed of this sin to do his own will. May he begin to pour into and water the beautiful garden of his family. May there just be just new growth there, and may you continue to protect his family and allow for healing and complete restoration. But Lord, we just rebuke, we rebuke this new relationship. We pray that you would cut it off and that it will be no more.
Praise him from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him, all ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
James the teacher, I miss hearing you sing. I hope you are doing well, brother. But yeah, call in. Praise the Lord. I know we make choices that sometimes have really bad consequences. But God is still good, and just encouraged by Brian's reading today of Psalm 139, of God is with us wherever we go. There is no place he is not. Family, I would also like prayer for my neck. I slept on it wrong over the weekend. It's Wednesday now, and it's still causing me a lot of pain and limiting my mobility at work. And so I would just ask that if it's God's will that my neck is healed and that it be done, but also too, I am praising him through the pain because I know that he is with me and it's causing me to turn to him even more. So I praise him for the pain, But I would ask that my family could come alongside me and add some prayers along with mine, that if it's His will, this pain would just absolve. It's beloved in Bakersfield.
Hello, Diana from Florida. This is Minita. I just wanted to tell you I love you so much, my sweet sister. Thank you so much for all your words. You are a godly encourager. May the Lord bless you and watch over you. I always call out 911 to the Lord for all of you, all my siblings here. Psalm 91:1, 911. When we most need them, that's the number that we call. So thank you so much for calling. Each time you do, you encourage me. Thank you. Thank you for your voice. It's just so beautiful. And you are so godly. I wish I knew you in person. You know, I knew so many of you in person. But if not, if that's not the case, then one day we're going to meet. We're going to be in the heavenly places together. My goodness, I just can't wait. I love you guys. Take care. May the Lord bless you. Watch over you day and night. May the Lord continue to use you and keep calling. I, you know, so many familiar voices that call in. I love it. I love it. God bless you. Love you and take care. Okay.
Tracy. Oh. God is your father. You are God's child. That's who you are. Remember that. You're child of God. He has room for you someday. So while you're here on earth, stay with us. Don't you dare leave, because you need to bring the word of God and Jesus to other people. That is who you are. That is who we all are in this Dab family. I'm Jersey Jane for Jesus, and I have heard your zero existence. You can raise that. Come back. Leave a job that's making you suicidal. Why are you staying there? It's time to move on. Just move on. You can do this through His word. You can do this with Jesus' guidance. Pray to Jesus. Ask Him to show you the way. You're halfway there. You've called on His name. So just remember, Jesus is with you. God loves you. He made you. You are perfect in His eyes. You need to know you're perfect and that you are loved and that this Dab community is here for you. You're not lost. You've been found.
Hello, everybody. This is Godsmile here.
I'm Peter, too.
And Manita, this is for you.
I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my burdens down at your feet. And any time I don't know what I'm to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my burdens down at your feet.
And any time I don't know what I'm to do,
all my cares upon you.
Manita, we love you, don't we, Peter?
We do.
You're such an encouragement to this community. And you were a little down last week, but I'm catching up, so maybe it's a couple of weeks ago. So we want to quickly pray for you. Father, fill her with your love. Fill her with the blessed assurance that Jesus is hers. And time's ticking away, everybody.
It is.
Say goodbye, Peter.
Goodbye, Peter.
And it's kiss from me.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Alex, Soldier for God in Missouri. It is June 21st, Wednesday morning. And I wanted to call in a prayer as a reminder for all believers where we stand with God. Dear Lord, thank you for all that you do for us. Thank you for all the ways that you bless us. Thank you all for all the ways that you provide for us, even though we deserve none of it. We do not even deserve your presence or your favor or the sacrifice you've given to save all of us for our redemption or to be in relationship with you. Even so many still pray for worldly blessings, and oftentimes, like small children, we are ignorant of the cost of our parent, and we ask for things that we want and for things that we see. Remind us, Lord, and keep us humble at heart. Help us to remember what we deserve, and help us to be thankful that we never get it. In whatever trials in life that we may bear, whether it be physical, spiritual, emotional, psychological, help us to bear them with you in mind, and that above any healing, success, relation, that we love and serve you. Amen. May God bless you all.
Hello, DAB family. This is MKR Weber in Virginia, and I am calling to thank everyone for prayers for my friend Jeff and his struggles with his stage 4 lung cancer. His family has been blessed with some things since when I last called in. Their air conditioning had been broken, and we have been really lucky here to have had a mild weather so far as weather, and so that was truly a blessing, but they thought it was going to have to be replaced, and that would have costed them a lot of money, but it ended up, it only cost them a little bit over $200, so that was truly a gift from God that their very old air condition could be repaired. The other thing is that he did have another PET scan recently that showed that the cancer is holding its own. So after having his palliative chemotherapy, which gave him very poor quality of life, he is going to start on an oral agent. So I want y'all to pray for the family, if you could, that this oral agent will give him a better quality of life and hopefully be able to give him some time with his family that he can enjoy. You know, his life, however long God is going to let that be. And I thank everybody for your support. Amen.
Hey, Dabbers. This is Kristen, a.k.a. Christ in Me. I am really just so upset with the devil right now. I'm so mad at him. I can't even concentrate on the prayers that I'm hearing in the community prayer. I'm just going to get this out right now. The devil seeks to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to destroy marriages. He wants to destroy families. He wants to destroy children. He will use divorce to do all this. Lawrence, in Atlanta, the devil is attacking your family. You cannot allow this to happen. I rebuke that unhealthy, ungodly relationship with that woman. I pray that she would see that it is wrong and she would turn away from it. I pray that you would see that it is wrong and you will turn away from it. I pray that you will seek godly counseling for your marriage. You will restore your marriage. Your children would get counseling because this has hurt them deeply. You cannot find your joy and happiness out of the misery of other people. It's just not right. I don't know if this will get played, but I'm so hurt right now. And I'm hurt that the devil just wants to destroy our families like this. Lord, I just pray that Lawrence's heart would be softened, Lord, that he would learn to love his wife again, that he would get godly counseling with her and restore his marriage and help this family to save these children from the misery of a divorce. In Jesus' name, I just pray.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Saved by Grace from California. I just praise God for you, this daily audio Bible family of prayer warriors. And I just ask for your prayers for my daughter. She has been going through a number of upsets in her life and her journey towards her career. And I just pray that God would just give her clear direction and guidance, that his favor would rest upon her, that everyone that walks in her pathway, Father God, well, she would find favor with. I pray, Lord God, would open up the doors that no man can shut and shut those doors that no man can open. I pray, Father God, that you would equip her with the knowledge to reach out to you, Father God, in such an intimate and personal way, Father God, that she would allow your will and your way to overtake and rule her in this situation. And I just thank you, Father God, for what you're about to do. I thank you for what you have already done. And I thank you that you hold all our tomorrows in your hands, O God. You are worthy of all the honor and the glory and the praise. And for this, Father God, we thank you and we praise you. I thank you for my daughter. I thank you for what you're going to do. I thank you for all these prayers that are going to be lifted, bombarded in heaven. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, DAB family. I'm calling in for prayer. I've been praying about something for healing for a very long time, and I need to be healed. I know that God can do it. He did it for the lady with the issue of blood for 12 years. So I'm just asking my DAB family to pray for me, please, for healing. And thank you. Bye.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling. And I want to pray for Jerry from Wyoming. Jerry, my sweet, if this is from God, I pray that he will strengthen you, that he will convict you to keep moving forward in this, in his will and his way. I pray, Lord God, you would give her the words that she needs to bring comfort, bring peace, and bring Christ to this man in prison. In Jesus' name I pray.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Jay from Clarksville, Tennessee. I'm calling in to pray for a remorseful sinner. I heard your call. I think it was on the community prayer. Milo's going to pray for you too here. You know, you asked for financial miracles and supernatural energy. I understand having depression that causes you to not want to get out of bed at all. I've been there. And, you know, the enemy uses it to this day to try and prevent me from doing the will of God. So I totally understand. So let's take this to the Lord in prayer. God, our Father, our King Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we are so grateful for this life that you've given us. Father, we're grateful for the use of our faculties. We're grateful for our minds. These minds that you've given us are the place of spiritual warfare. The enemy is attacking your daughter, remorseful sinner. Father, we beseech you in the name of Jesus Christ to provide supernatural energy for a remorseful sinner to be able to get out of bed, be able to walk out into the world, to be able to do the things that she needs to do to support herself. Father, we pray for a reprieve from the mental struggles that are happening. Father, we believe that your will is for her to be free from this. So we put our faith in you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
Hey, Dab family. This is Nobody Gets Left Behind from Colorado. I'm calling in a prayer request for Lawrence in Atlanta. Brother, I know you're broken and you need prayers. I just want you to know and assure you that your marriage is not destroyed. God is a God of restoration. I saw him do it in my own marriage. And I want to assure you that I'm praying for you and that God is going to restore your marriage. He is going to soften your heart. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you give Lawrence the ability to flee from evil. I pray, Lord God, that you give Lawrence the peace, Jesus. You're the Prince of Peace. Give him the peace to submit to you in every way, Lord God. We don't know every detail of what led him to start a relationship with a co-worker, but Lord God, he is forgiven. Just allow him the ability to find love with his wife again in the relationship that started the attraction, the romance, everything that brought him together with his wife. Lord God, I pray for his wife. I pray that she can forgive him and that you give her all the love and peace that she had once before in her marriage. I pray for all marriages. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, just cover our unity. We love you and we praise you, Father God. In your precious name, amen.
Good morning. This is Ms. Van from Virginia. I'm calling and asking for prayer for my niece, who just found her 21-year-old son dead. And as I began to think about this and the loss of my own son, I was pruning my plants, and one of the plants was so large, so big, I wondered if I cut it, if it could grow again. And so I cut the branch and I put the other part in water. And when I came back 2 days later, the place where I had cut the branch was the place it began to grow. And so the Spirit of the Lord was letting me know every place that he cuts, every wound, every affliction that we experience, become a place of growth, a place of comfort for us to comfort someone else. And that very thing that I went through, the trauma, the pain I went through with my son, became the place of growth, the place that I could use to help my niece. Please keep her in prayer. You can just call her Jay. Keep her in prayer.
Christina from Oregon. I'm praying for you. We all fall short of the glory of God. But when we come to repentance before the Lord, he forgives us. He is such a loving God. And he carried all our burdens, you know, at the cross. He carried the whole world's burden upon him, upon his shoulders. And he'll do it again all over because he loves us. So even if you were the only one in this world, he will still die at the cross for you and resurrect to give you life and prepare a place in glory for you. There are many mansions, and one of them is for you. I'm claiming it. May the Lord protect your salvation. I myself mixed a lot of drinks, and it was not good. It was not, it didn't satisfy me, you know. The happiness and the joy that I received from it was limited, you know, until I gave my life to the Lord and I repented and I seeked help and I found help, and the Lord just delivered me. And I pray the same for you, okay? I love you and God loves you too. Thank you for calling in. You're brave and you have a lot of faith. We love
this. This is Jersey Jane for Jesus, standing on the Word of God. I want to lift several DAB family members and some of their friends and family. Little Cherie from Canada, oh honey, I lift you up and pray for you all the time. You are such a beloved member of our community, our little campfire, or not so little anymore. I lift also Valen from Australia. You recognize that you were not treating your friend Mandy very well. The recognition will set you free. You will become a true friend of hers. And with that, I pray that your relationship is never broken again. I lift up Billy from the Trinity Stone. You called in on June 18th with several family members needing prayer. I'm keeping them in prayer. Victoria Soldier, I'm always delighted to hear you call in. And also, I want to recognize Eyes of a Dove. Yes, I will keep your third child or your youngest child in prayer. I also want to lift up Ethan. Ethan, you must have heard how many people called in, how many prayer warriors were on your side. Blind Tony, I love you. I love my DAB family. God bless.
Libby in Queensland, thank you so much for calling in and giving us an update on how God has restored the brokenness of your heart, that he has given you your voice back and allowed you to forgive these men in your life, and how freeing that has been. We have an incredible Lord and Savior who restores all that is broken. So we just praise our Heavenly Father with you. Thank you for calling in, that we may just, your fellow brothers and sisters may just have encouragement of the incredible working that God is doing, and that we can submit to him and he will transform us. So wonderful. Thank you, sister.
Salutations, my family. This is His Little Songbird from Alberta, Canada. And I would like to lift up Lawrence from Atlanta in prayer. Father God, if it is indeed your will for Lawrence and his wife to remain in the union of marriage, I ask for your healing balm to be placed upon these two and their children. I ask that Lawrence would feel your conviction for this emotional relationship he has sought in his workplace. Please place an irreversible wedge between him and this other person. I plead, Lord, for you to bless Lawrence with a tender heart towards his wife and a renewed flame of love. Let him see her again for the first time through your eyes and give him the courage and determination to walk it out. I ask, Lord, bind up the feelings of anger and resentment in his heart and cast them back from whence they came. And I pray for a hedge of protection around this family, God, until your work and your will is complete. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Lawrence, 6 years ago, I was exactly where you are now. And I'm not proud of it. But you know what? Because I went to the Lord and I apologized for going outside the marriage, he did a miracle. Take it into consideration, please. I love you, my brother. God loves you more.
Hey, it's Donna from California, and it's June 21st. I'm calling in response to Lawrence from Atlanta. Gonna try to put a lot in here, so bear with me. Lawrence, I want to commend you for your bravery in calling in to admit your brokenness and to confess that you have formed an emotional relationship with someone at work, that your marriage is in serious trouble, and your relationship with your family as well. And yes, absolutely, keep praying for God to soften your heart. I mean, you were just so humble in laying it out there before before the community and before God that your heart is hard. But don't wait for a feeling. Just act in ways that are loving to your wife, even if it goes against all the things that you feel for this person and everything else. That is my advice, if I might so boldly say it. And I say that from experience because I've been divorced now for nearly 10 years. I too had a hard heart. My husband and I struggled for years with an issue. It eventually led him to cross a line that actually gave me a way out biblically of my marriage. I took it and I regret it now. I got in relationships, during that time that were just awful, and they seemed wonderful, but they ended up being the worst thing that I could have done. And so I just hope that everything I've said here might help you. I will be praying for you. And thank you for your courage. God bless you.
Lawrence in Atlanta, this is God's Life Speaker. You called in on June 21st. You talked about a rough marriage. But the bottom line was that you are having an emotional relationship with a woman at work. Your wife is hurting. Your friends are angry. Your heart is hardened. And you know what? In the name of Jesus, let's come to our knees. It's not about what we want. It's about glorifying God. And this is not glorifying God. You already know that it's wrong. You already know that it's not the direction you're supposed to be going. And so you need to do a couple of things, but nobody's going to be able to tell you what to do. You're going to need to step away from how you feel, moods and attitudes, right? We need to do the thing that brings God glory. And that may mean getting a new job. That may mean going a new way to work. But if she's at work, then that means a new job, right? It means changing things. It means having accountability partners that are allowed to look at our phones and our emails and be in our business. Be in our business hard, because that's what good friends do. And on your knees before the Lord, with your pastor, with other people shepherding you in the right direction and releasing something that's not yours. This other woman is not yours. So in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you would help Lawrence quickly turn in the direction of you. And we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hello, DAB family. I'm a longtime listener. It's Jan in Mobile. I have a cousin or two nieces and nephews who are very ill, Janelle and Billy. They have a disease called VHL, which is killing them. And each one of them this week has stated that they feel like they're about to die. One is on hospice and the other is not. This disease has killed four of my family members already, my immediate family members. So if your prayers would go up to the Heavenly Father for healing, release, encouragement, courage, and just faith and knowledge in the Lord Jesus Christ. And for him to wrap his arms around them and to comfort them. Billy and Janelle, I pray for each of you daily. I listen daily and I pray daily. And I love you all and I thank you for this medium to be able to reach out to other believers. And praise God, I hope it never stops. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless all of you.
Hi, this is Running for Jesus in Olympia, Washington, and I called about my friend Sam. I think it aired beginning of May, and she is a mom in her 30s, and because of COVID pneumonia, I had severe lung damage. And I had just called and asked for prayer, and I said that I had hoped to call with good news, and I am actually calling with really good news in that she did need to have a lung transplant, and she was put on the list, and after 4 days of being on the list, she got a new set of lungs, and just praise God. And she has such a long way to go as far as recovery, but the surgery went well, and so I just ask that you continue to pray for her. Again, her name is Samantha. She has a little girl at home, and she's been in the hospital now about 3 months. And so I'm just praying that she will be able to get home soon to her husband and daughter, and that she'll be able to heal. And it's still scary because after a lung transplant, your life expectancy is not what it was, but her lungs are, she's got a working set of lungs, which is much better than before. So again, please just pray for my friend Sam, and thank you again for all your prayers.
Hi, Daily Edo Bible, and my specific prayer is for Lawrence from Atlanta. I just heard your voice, and I've been their brother, and I'm sorry about the things that you're going through, but know that it is called a trial, and if you will listen again and again what you said, it's going to be what I want. But you've been listening to the Daily Edo Bible for 14 years. People were always doing what they want, but it was not always the will of God. Will of God is clear. Will of God is, for 14 years, if you had issues with your wife, did you do the counseling? Did you brought her before the Lord? Did you pray for her every day? Did you pray for God to restore the relationship? What did you do in order to build the emotional support for your wife? How did you make her have more closer relationship with God? I'm not going to accuse you because that's Satan's job. I'm just going to tell you what the Bible is telling you. Love your wife as the Christ loved the church, and as you know, he died for her, and he dies for us each day. He loves us no matter who we are. Brother, I know how hard it is to have the relationship that is... God will reward you, and I'm in such a better place right now. I wish I could really tell you my story, but it's not, 2 minutes are not enough. But God did a miracle for me, and I pray that he will do the same for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Just say yes to what God wants you to do, not how you feel.
Hi, my precious family. This is Prisoner of Hope. I want to give a shout out to a couple of people. Carp ADM Driver, you were talking about how you were angry about your power being out, but then you gave this humble and beautiful testimony, and I just wanted to thank you for that. I also wanted to say Jay from Clarksville, Tennessee, and also This Girl Is Mine from Queensland. Both of you had beautiful support and encouragement for those dealing with homosexuality. I have a heart for for those dealing with same-sex attraction as well. My heart is just, I just seems to have so many people in my life that are like that. And I just want to know, I was blessed by the prayer that and encouragement that you guys offered. And then High on Jesus in Colorado, you talking about increasing and decreasing the desires and opportunity of God's will in our life. And I wrote that down. I was very blessed by that. And I'm going to be praying like that and thinking like that more, as you said your wife told you about that. And then Jamie in New Jersey, you had a beautiful prayer for the lost. My heart is also for the lost, considering all the lost people I have in my own family, and so many of us in the Dab community do. Winter, I want to pray for you and Quill. Lord, I just lift Quill up. Would you please help him or her to know his or her worth in Christ? Please call or draw him or her to you and just be a blessing to them and lift them out of this dark place. And then also Winter, Lord, she has just got a lot going on, sorrows, dealing with Quill as well as other things in her family. Lord, would you please just bless her and give her your love and your comfort. Tracy from Cincinnati, you are having a really rough time. You're looking for your worth and don't know what you need to be doing, and you hate your life sometimes. Lord, would you please just tell her who she is again in Christ, not self-worth, but Christ worth. Be a blessing to her and lift her out of this mire. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey brothers and sisters, it's your brother, Daredreamer, the blind guy in Indianapolis, and I want to go kind of quickly through an update. Just want to praise the Lord for so many things. All of these are to His praise and for His glory. I want to share that I've been, out of the last almost year, I've had only 3 months of cannabis use out of the last 12. I've also had 4 months now since my last slip up with cannabis, praise the Lord, staying in recovery and really even moving just into being recovered. I've given up nicotine and alcohol, planning on staying with that. I have even taken a really bold step of giving up any kind of sexual self-gratification. Praising the Lord for that. And it's actually been, it seems like there have been a lot of victories lately, to the point where I can go more than a week without slipping up there. And that's been a huge blessing for me, from somebody who has had a lot of pain in that part of my life, both self-inflicted and inflicted by others. I've decided, after 12 years of knowing it was on my heart, that I have finally given into the Lord to go to evangelism and missions work. I am so grateful for that, and making a transition from my digital accessibility for disabilities to doing that work in Christian ministries. And lastly, I'm really glad to say I'm still pursuing my reconciliation with my ex-girlfriend, and I just love your prayers and all of these things, that you would also remember that it's grace that lifts us up always.
Hi, DAB family. This is Special Liceps. I just wanted to call in and give a praise report. I called in and I was really worried about my leg. I had to have surgery because I had like an insufficient vein that was causing ulcers near my ankle. And I had the surgery, which kind of killed that vein. They burned it, and so the other healthy veins would take over, and it went really well. And the leg is healing, and I'm just so grateful. I can walk, I can work, I can do everything that I could do normally, and I'm very, very, very grateful to God and for this community, and thank you. Next prayer request is for my brother Alan. I don't know exactly what's going on. My mom said he had a stroke, and I tried calling him, and obviously he cannot communicate very well. I'm worried about him. I'm also worried about My sister, my sister Holly, she's going through a tough time financially and all that stuff. So if you guys can pray for Holly and Alan, I would super appreciate it. And I will continue to pray for you guys as well. Thank you. Good night.
Hello, Devers, my sweet family. I'm sitting here on a Saturday listening to everyone's prayers and prayer requests. I heard so many of you. Irene, who's going to Moody. Moody is very familiar to me. Dear God, I pray for Irene that you guide her, Father, and guide this young lady, dear God, and bless her future. Take her by her hand, dear God. May she put all trust in you, Lord. Know that you love her and that you know what's best for her, Father. I pray, dear God, for God's yellow flower, Father, that you touch her, dear God. Touch her body, dear Lord, and bring healing, dear God, to her health, to her body, Father God, in Jesus' name. She loves us. She prays for us. She's a sweetheart. Please bless her. Please, dear God, embrace her with your love and your healing power. We love her so much. Thank you, Father, for Richard. Bless his daughter, to God, and protect her, to God, guide her. You know her future, and you know what's best for her. Lord God, pray for this other young girl, the Lord, who is scared. She needs a job, and she's depressed, dear God, and has no energy, dear Lord. She's got financial problems, Father. You are Jehovah Jireh. Please provide for her. Make a way for this young lady too, dear God, in Jesus' name. Love you guys. Minita.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for your everlasting love. Thank you that no matter where we are on our journey, you give us direction, a purpose, and a hope. Father, for each step that we take, be our guide. For each load that we have to bear, be our strength. For each mountain we will face, be our power. For each river that might impede our progress, be our safety. For each place where we might rest, be our peace. For each sunrise and sunset, be our joy. Thank you for sustaining us through everything. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good
morning, Dab family. This is Mommy's Little Rock from Arkansas. I just wanted to call and ask for prayers for my family. 2.5 years ago, we lost my mom. And recently, May 26th, we lost my uncle, her closest brother and buddy. And so our family is just really dealing with the grief and the loss. But I wanted to mainly ask for prayers for my cousin, Kevin, who is my uncle's son, and he's taking it extremely hard, as I know, because I was just recently in that same position. He had not had a whole lot of contact with his father towards the end, and just barely missed seeing him, reconnecting with him by about 20 minutes. Before my uncle passed, and my cousin is taking it very, very hard that he didn't get that opportunity, that time to say what he needed to say. And he's been separated from my uncle for a while. So I just ask that you lift him up in prayer. I know he's feeling a lot of remorse, a lot of guilt, sadness, pain, heartbreak. He's experiencing it all, as well as trying to navigate through the preparation of the funeral services. And my brother and I, having just gone through that, we were able to be of help to him. So I just ask that you pray for my family during this time, that we are trusting in God and knows that he knows better than we do, And we are trusting that my mom and my uncle are with him and happy and free and healthy. Thank you. Love you guys.
Good morning, DAB. Just glad to be calling in on this side from North Carolina. Calling in to lift up Manita from Lombard. I've heard so many prayers from you lately where you're calling in and praying for others, and we really do appreciate your calls. I also know that you are going through something. We don't know what it is, and it's okay because God knows. But I do know, as living as many years as I have, is we're either going into a storm, we're either in the storm, or we're leaving it. No matter what, I've learned to lean on Jesus. Look up to him, the author and finisher of our faith. And I pray that whatever you're going through in the name of Jesus, you will be out of that storm real soon. Lifting up Jamie from New Jersey, so appreciative to all the prayers and how you call in for all of us and how you lift us up. It is very, very refreshing. Please continue and may God strengthen and keep you in his care. I'd like a special prayer for my sister Sheila in Delaware for positive results on your biopsy. She listens, but she doesn't call in. I keep explaining to her how the strength is in our prayers. So we're all going to pray for you for a positive result. Thank you, Jesus. Also, my granddaughter, 21 years old, is heading to Uganda with a delegation, something from school. I don't know all the rules or whatever's going on, but I want to pray for the delegation. Safe travels, safe and wonderful experience. Safe travels home in the name of Jesus. Thank you, DAB. I love, love this ministry. To God be the glory. Amen. Have a good day, everyone.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Jay from Clarksville, Tennessee. I'm calling in today to pray for Lawrence in Atlanta and Tracy from Cincinnati. Lawrence, you've given your emotional heart to another woman, and your heart's hardened against your wife, and I'm sorry, brother. And Tracy, from Cincinnati, your job is just sucking the life out of you, and I've been there. And the Lord delivered me from that job. And he's given me a wonderful job now that has not only alleviated that life-sucking feeling, but it's also improved my mental health. So, Lawrence and Tracy, I'm praying for you now. Father, in the precious, holy, mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, Father, we come before you now, our hearts united, thinking about Lawrence and Tracy. Father, you know the needs of their heart. Father, you know what it is that they're going through. They have reached out for prayer, Father, so we beckon, we call, we beseech you, Father, to intervene in these situations. Father, we need you to soften Lawrence's heart and prepare his spirit to hear the message and your will that you have for him and his marriage. Father, we think about Tracy and the job that is sucking the life out of her. Father, we pray that you will rejuvenate her mind, body, and spirit. Close the doors that will lead to a job that sucks the life out of her and open the doors to freedom and work. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hello, this is Philip in Iowa. I just wanted to call and pray for Lawrence. I heard your message today about your relationship with your wife, and I can sympathize with a lot of what you were saying. Personally, I haven't acted out with another person, but I've definitely acted out by myself in ways that I should not have as a result of trying to cope with a marriage that isn't going well. So I pray that you would not fall into any of those traps yourself. I pray that you would turn to the Lord, discover more about him, and try to, I guess, just understand what he has done for you, what he's done for all of us, and how that should speak into and affect your everyday life, the decisions that you make from here. And I pray that you would do the right thing. I pray that you would love your family. I pray that you and your wife would grow to love each other more than you ever have. And I pray that you would find healing, that you would find repentance, that you would see what you have done to contribute to this situation as well. And I love you. I hope you take care. And I pray for you here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Goodness and mercy is following me, following me. Goodness and mercy is following me, following me. Pray always, worry never, and love deeply. Pray always, worry never, and love deeply. Oh, sweet Jesus, tell us what to do. Holy Spirit, tune our hearts to you. Heavenly Father, faithful and true, be very near that we may walk with you.
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Psalm 51, 1 through 3. This is Alta Lee Maxwell, the Wednesday before I get married. And I'm praying for, I think it was Rachel, maybe Rebecca, and this man and his son relationship. Also praying for Lon's relationship with Jason. In this area, Colorado Springs, there's a sickness going around, the stomach thing. And so Lon has it, is getting over it. So thank God he's getting over it the first of the week. So pray for anybody that has that. And I pray it won't spread so nobody will have to miss the wedding this Sunday. And thank you all for all your prayers. And we just had this situation with my daughter about this place here that she actually owns it now. And she's trying to keep the assets. And so Lon won't be able to take it, and it's just it's crazy because I just know he's a man of God. But anyway, may we all start loving each other and we're planning the wedding, and realize, as Pat Robertson says, love is the most important. And I just thank you for his life, Pat Robertson, and thank you for all of you. Love you.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Karen in Florida, and I'm listening this morning and hearing the woman at the well about her son who his heart conditions because of his over abuse of cocaine. And I'm in a situation right now where I too have a son whose body is in a bad way, with a lot of muscle pain and anxiety because of overuse of something called Kratom that he has been using for several years in order to get over an addiction to oxycodone. And I just need your prayers because I'm visiting with him in Canada right now, and I am hoping to get a chance today to pray over him and anoint him with oil. And I'm just praying for God to be in this, and that I humbly come before him and ask for him to deliver my son from his addictions. So if you could just please keep us in your prayers. My name is Karen, and his name is Nathaniel. And I just really hoping that the Lord opens up some time in the next couple of days for this to happen. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen.
Good morning. It's Eyes of Dove, friends. Continued prayer and spiritual healing and release for the 8-year-old with schizophrenia. This is something that has attacked my own mother, and so I'm familiar with this evil spirit. And again, I rebuke it. I offered discernment in this and saying to anoint that household and that baby. I'm also telling you guys that I believe the Lord is calling your family to fast and pray on this one and ask the Lord for guidance with doctors and counselors, Christian counselors, to continue the work to release this baby. James, a teacher. Hey, man, I'm praying for direction in your life. I'm thankful to hear that you're released from anxiety and depression and that the Lord has new things for you, my friend. I'm praying for that new career, that new direction, whatever it may be. You may not be released from being a teacher, my friend. The Lord might have a new mission for you. Saved to serve in Houston, praying for your 4-year-old son. Second time in the hospital and they're seeking out what the illness is. Father, I rebuke the spirit of infirmity from this child and we ask for healing and for mercies. Marjorie, New Mexico. Your son Joshua is 30, battling demonic influences, drinking and talking. It says in the Bible, we honor our father and mother. The Ten Commandments say that. And so, yes, this is demonically influenced. I don't know what the stronghold is, but I ask that, Father, you'd break that stronghold so the enemy does not have a right to a season of torment. And, Father, I ask for complete healing and wholeness in his body. In Jesus' name. Stephanie in Florida, I'm coming with you to pray for your friend Teresa. She sounds like Mother Teresa, where she's always helping everybody. Lord, she suffered a minor stroke. Would you give her healing, health, and restoration? And also for Stephanie's mother and father, that they stop falling down. Camila, I'm praying.
Hello, this is Minita, my sweet siblings. I just want to pray for Susan. I'm seeking for beauty. Father God, I thank you and I worship you. And we put you first in our lives, Father. We keep your commandments, your word in our hearts, Father God, and we love you with all our hearts, Jesus. Father, you say in your word, your God, and this is the confidence that we have toward you, that if we ask anything according to your will, you will hear us. And if we know that you hear us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we have asked of you, Father God. So I come before you, Lord God, presenting Susan, seeking for beauty. I love her, dear God. We all love her, Father. So I stand in the gap for her, dear Lord, and I pray along with others, dear God, that love her, that pray for her. Lord God, on this day, dear Jesus, that you remove every cancer cells, dear God, that you make her whole, dear God, that you deliver her from this trial, dear God, that she's going through. Lord, that you place a godly people in her life, Father, lay hands on her, dear God, Father, but we don't need to lay hands on her right now because we're so far, but there's no distance between you and us and her, dear Father. You are omnipresent, Father, and we love you so much, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, by your stripes, Father, Susan has been healed, your God. We put our faith together, your God, for her, Lord God. Bless her and guide her, your God, in every area, your God, in her life, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for her, dear Lord. And thank you for my siblings. I love them so much, and you love them more. In Jesus' name, have a great day, my siblings. I love you.
Remorseful sinner, this is God's Life Speaker. You called in on the community prayers, and I heard you there. You don't have a job. You are some kind of a personality disorder diagnosis. You are in need of financial assistance and you're having a hard time trying to get out of bed. I would say to you, girlfriend, get up and wash your face. Right after the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, we are to forgive as we are forgiven. And when we fast, we are not supposed to appear to be as if we're fasting, and we're supposed to wash our face. And I don't say that to you as in a harsh way, but I say that to you because the Lord calls us into action to love the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, to do that first. And when we begin to get our eyes on Him, He is going to be our salvation, the author of our story. He knows our beginning. He knows our end. He knows this middle that you're in. And He still has you. He will always have you. Come back to center. And we will pray for your job. In the name of Jesus, we pray for this job. In the name of Jesus, we pray for this depression to flee and never to come back. In the name of Jesus, we declare that this young woman is ready to work for your glory, Lord, that she would shine in everything she does, Lord. And will you give her places to find money, starting at the church? Churches have ways to help. We pray.
It is really, really hard to be confused with the will of God. You know, what Satan was trying to do in the Garden of Eden to convince Adam that he will not be happy if he will be doing the will of God. The will of God was not to eat from certain tree, or not to sleep with a woman, certain woman, or not to have sexual relationship before marriage, or not to have emotional engagement with somebody else besides your husband. There's a lot of things that we can read in the Bible that are the will of God for sure. And we're so convinced that since Satan is always talking to us, just like he was talking to Adam, that we're not going to be happy if we're going to be doing the will of God. We think that we're going to be with another woman, with another man, or we're going to have this sexual relationship. It's going to bring us happiness. Why is that? Just because we're not 100% convinced of the love of God. I have tasted it once and I got born again and I knew that my Heavenly Father loves me. And many times I have to remind myself, and He's redeeming me in His love every single day. It's been 5 years, and after my husband has left me, I thought that I will never be able to love myself again, but it was so easy. My Heavenly Father reminded me of His love, and everything just went even better than it was before. So I pray for everybody to sit down and understand that God loves you so much, and that is the whole gospel. God loves you. Stay in His love. In Jesus' name.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Sheena from Saskatchewan. Just calling in with a little update. Court went fine. It wasn't fun. But nothing bad happened in terms of our case. So praise God for that. I definitely can feel Him working within my heart. And we definitely felt like we were in a bit of a bubble, a protective bubble, all that week. Traveling was fine. We even got a day off, which was amazing, so that we could recover. And as I'm reflecting on how God's working in this situation, I just heard Sparky and Beloved in Texas. And Beloved talked about still having joy. And even though what we're going through is super hard and super stressful, we're still able to feel that joy in our heart. So I'm very grateful to the Lord for that. So just an update. We're okay. We're waiting. We have another date, June 30th, and then probably won't have any decisions till later July. So just wanted to give you guys an update. I love you all. Thank you so much. You guys definitely get me through. Love you. Have a good day. Bye.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. Thank you for this wonderful podcast. It is amazing. I'm calling today. I heard Lawrence from Atlanta's prayer yesterday, June 21st. And I just want to encourage you, Lawrence, to ask the Lord to make his desires become your own desires.
Prisoner of Hope, this is God's Life Speaker. I just want to thank you for all of the prayers that you come in with. You are definitely a consistent, like many others. However, I'm just always amazed that you are able to call attention to the details of the calls that people have asked for. So thank you. That is definitely a gifting. I see that in our daughter. You managed to get in so many prayers and cover so many people in a 2-minute period, and half of us struggle to get something in 2 minutes. So that's another gifting. And just your testimony along the way, you have 6 kids, you've been married over 30 years, you've been praying for your husband all of this time to become a believer. It's just so worth hearing you. I feel like I am learning so much from you. We must be close to the same age, married about the same amount of time. And it's just a privilege. So thank you, sister. I would like to pray for your strength. Heavenly Father, thank you for this daughter of yours that comes on here just with energy, with enthusiasm, encouraging us, speaking scripturally over us. And unless we know your word, we don't even know it, but she's doing it. And Lord, she just, she comes and she prays and lifts us up. So Lord, we'd like to lift her up, give her the energy, the encouragement she needs in her life. We ask for the salvation of her husband. We thank you for her testimony and the children she has raised. And Lord, would you just strengthen their family ties? Would you just give her more outpouring, double portion of the Holy Spirit, because she pours it back to us. And we thank you in Jesus' name.
Morning, Gabbers. This is Morning Star from Canada calling. Just wanting to call in today and praying for marriages. There's been so many people that have called lately about marriages, and there's friends of mine that I know are struggling with their marriages. And then today I heard a young gal call in concerned about the divorce of her own parents. And so we just want to pray for each one of these situations. So Father, I first of all pray for this young gal. I pray, Lord, that you would continue to be with her. Father, I pray that you would just presence yourself with this gal, Lord, that she would know that you are with her, Father, that you never leave nor forsake us. Father, I pray that you would continue to be her focus, Lord, that she would set her eyes upon you, Lord, and you would continue to be her source of encouragement and strength. I pray for her parents, Lord, if there's any way that this marriage, this home can be reconciled, Father, that you would do that work. But Father, I pray that even if they walk through this divorce, Lord, that you will just keep hearts, Father, that you would keep their hearts pure, Lord, that you would allow them to walk through this, Lord, with just an attitude of grace and mercy, Father, and you would not allow bitterness and anger to take root, but Father, that you would just pour your salve of healing upon hearts, Father, I pray. And Lord, we pray for other marriages, Lord, that you would be with them too, others that have called in, that are crying out to you, that are looking to you. Father, we bring these to before you, and we ask that you would have mercy and grace in Jesus' name.
Good morning. This is a friend from Pennsylvania calling in. I just want to offer up prayer for the person who called in on the 22nd of June. There was a young person who called in asking for prayer for their parents. You didn't leave a name. It doesn't matter. God knows who you are. And I'm just going to pray for you right now. And I just want you to know that you are not alone, that God is with you. And even though the people in this community of prayer may not be near you, but we certainly are praying for you. There's got to be a lot of people who are moved by your call. So I'm going to pray for you. Heavenly Father, I just want to lift up this young person to you, Lord, over this situation. That's a lot of weight for a young person to carry, Lord. I pray that you would, whoever this was who called in, that you would let them know that it is not their responsibility to have to worry over their parents, Lord, with this. I pray that be with the parents in this situation. I pray that you would open their eyes and make them aware of the stress that they're causing in their child's life, and to be there and just be aware of that, if nothing else, and to care for their child, Lord. I just pray for this marriage, if you can work a miracle, Lord, and help them to reunite, Lord, but just be over this situation and be with this child, Lord, and just bring comfort and let them know that there is a world of people that are praying for them. Lord, again, give wisdom in this situation. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Find Me at His Feet in Florida. I wanted to share a testimony / praise report with you of a couple things that have happened in our lives here recently. On Mother's Day this past month, our refrigerator decided to slowly die and he wanted to go meet Jesus. So I was like, oh, great, wonderful. Now what are we going to do? We're a one income family. We can't just make money appear. And I started like, okay, Lord, how is this going to work? How's this going to happen? And wouldn't you know it? The Lord placed us on someone's heart and they gave us the funds to buy a new refrigerator. So praise God for that. We have a beautiful new refrigerator. And the second thing was, this past Father's Day, our AC unit decided to blow up like the 4th of July. Sparks, smoke, everything like that. The compressor blew up. And we live in Florida, so it is really hot all the time. There's pretty much no relief. and I have 3 young kids. And I was like, okay, Lord, I'm not going to freak out. I'm not going to worry. And you're going to take care of it. Me and my husband, we stopped and prayed together. And we were just praying, believing that the Lord was going to take care of it. And wouldn't you know, somebody donated some money to us that we could go stay at a hotel to cool down, relax. And we need a new air handler, evaporator, whatnot. I don't know technology like that. So anyway, but wouldn't you know it, somebody paid in full for that as well. So that will be being replaced. And I can't say thank you enough to the Lord. I've cried so many happy tears. It's an overwhelming feeling. So if you feel like the Lord doesn't hear you, isn't seeing you, doesn't care, let this be a testimony that he absolutely does care about even the smallest little things that, if he has the ravens come feed Elijah, he's going to bring resources to you. So I hope this blesses you and I hope this encourages somebody. I love you guys. Bye.
Hey, Dad family. It's Danny from Southern Oregon. Hey, I'm just calling with an update. As you know, I have breast cancer and I'm trying to heal it naturally. So the doctors are recommending surgery and I'm opting not to. So just really trying to follow the lead of the Holy Spirit and finding out what is going to work. I've been on this journey since February 8th and so far my tumor is not shrinking. Have another ultrasound in July. And it feels almost like it's getting bigger. Their fear, of course, is that it would get too big to where an excisional biopsy would not be enough, that I would need chemo and radiation after that. And I'm just really trying to focus on the natural part, and it's not so much about my healing as it is finding out the truth about how God created our body and what I can do to make my body respond to the cancer naturally in the way that God intended. And so I just pray that you guys, or ask that you guys would pray for wisdom and discernment and direction, and just give me great insight as to, you know, what is working and what isn't. And so my hope is that I could learn what works and what doesn't, and I can help others who are in similar situation. So just pray for Pray for me. Thank you. And I love you all. And I listen every day and pray for all of you. Thank you, family. Bye.
Hello, DAB family. This is Bubba D from Tennessee in Arkansas currently, asking for prayers today, June 22nd, for Lawrence, who was posted today from Atlanta. Father God, asking you to bless my brother Lawrence and change his heart, Father. I ask that he would soften up towards his wife, the wife of his youth, the children they have, the covenant they have. May he remember it. May he start doing the same things he's been doing as they're in a courtship relationship prior to getting married, Father, asking that he would come back to that understanding of, I'm going to do anything and everything for this woman. She is mine by God's design. Lord, would you bless our brother? Would you allow him to take those first steps and go past the hurt and past the callousness and into understanding of what love truly is, a sacrifice, and also the fruit of that sacrifice, amazing romantic relationship they can enjoy and still possible. Bless you, Lawrence. Godspeed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, Brian. This is Minita. Thank you for your word today on Father's Day. Thank you for your blessings upon all the fathers. May the Lord just guide them and lead them and show them which way to go and just give them wisdom and God's favor upon all of them. May they all seek in God's heart. I just wanted to say a few prayers for a few different siblings. Father God, I pray for, I thank you for Winter for putting out a prayer request about Quilt. Father God, you know Quilt's life, every detail of his life. You see his heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Please protect him and bless him. And may he have an encounter with you, Father, a personal encounter with you, Father God. May he have a wonderful experience with you, a spiritual experience, your Father God. Lord, I pray for Bernie's marriage, your God, that you please be with him, your God, and guide him, Lord. Sometimes we don't know what to do with your Father and which way to go, but you do know, Lord God. Bless him, Lord, and do a miracle in his marriage, Father God. Father, I pray, your God, for this also this gentleman that pray that asked for prayer for his finances. You have perfect timing for everything, your God. He is such a positive man, your God. Bless him, your God, and guide him, your Father, and that you supply his needs, your God. Thank you for his cousins who's helping. Thank you, Father. Give him the thank you for the peace that you have given him, to God. He recently have few loved ones that passed away. Father, give him the strength that he needs and guide him, take him by his hands. Bless these people, Father God, my siblings who I love, and you love them more.
God. Manita, this is God's Life Speaker. I heard you on the community prayers, and you asked for the Holy Spirit to guide us in prayer for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the God that you are, the one true God, the sovereign God, the God that is all-knowing and all-seeing, our strong tower, our refuge, our redeemer, our God that brings us refreshment, the God that never leaves us or forsakes us. We just thank you for who you are, Lord, and we do confess that sometimes we do not come to you in the time of need and we try and solve our own problems, Lord. So forgive us. Forgive us our weaknesses, Father. Forgive us that we don't come running. And Lord, we thank you for being a mighty God that can take anything we bring to you. We thank you that you are always listening, that when we cry out, that you have heard before we even come to you. So Father, right now we lift Manita to you. You know, You know what it is. You know what she needs. And we thank you, Lord, that you are at work. And maybe it's like in the book of Daniel, when Michael was on his way, do I have the angels right? Was on his way, but he was deterred by 21 days answering Daniel's prayer. So, Lord, we ask that whatever is going on in the heavenly realms, that there is a breakthrough and that Manita will be getting her breakthrough, because you are the master of breakthroughs, 2 Samuel 5:20. And Lord, that you will meet and provide and be the God that Manita needs, and you will lift her face. You will shine your countenance on her. We are trusting you and believing you and can't wait to hear what she has to say. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alta Lee Maxwell, the Thursday for the Sunday that I get married on the 25th, rejoicing that my fiance is over that terrible flu bug. And satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. And also we pray the favor of the Lord will rest upon us, establish the work of our hands, establish the work of our hands. And I just pray, may we be glad all our days, all the days you have afflicted us. For as many years as we have seen trouble, may our deeds be shown by your servants and your splendor to our children. This starts at 9:14. And I'm lifting up Jonathan in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please heal Jonathan and please help him to turn to you and have power to stop those bad habits. Pray for Samantha as she's in the process of going to you, Lord, to be completely healed. May you comfort their family. Pray for the lady who goes to AAA. Thank you for how you're working in her life and continue to. And I think there was Libby maybe that called from Australia to give a great, great praise report. So I just thank you, God, for all the calls. And thank you, Lord. Just pray that you'll pray for my family to come together as we celebrate the wedding, and lots of love there in Jesus and forgiveness. Thank you, in Jesus' name.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for your everlasting love. Thank you that no matter where we are on our journey, you give us direction, a purpose, and hope. Father, for each step that we take, be our guide. For each load that we have to bear, be our strength. For each mountain we will face, be our power. For each river that might impede our progress, be our safety. For each place where we might rest, be our peace. For each sunrise and sunset, be our joy. Thank you for sustaining us through everything. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, beautiful family. This is Prisoner of Hope. I am lifting up Susie from Colorado. You called in to pray for Ethan, I believe, and then you were talking about the 118 orphan children that you and your husband are caring for, or that have legal guardianship. I know that you probably have help caring for them, but you're just feeling tired yourself. Heavenly Father, I just pray for Susie and her husband. I pray that they would give them a fresh perspective in the ministry, in the work that they are doing, Lord. Would you help them to focus on you and encourage them, Lord, to not lose their, give in to fears and give them hope instead, Lord. And may they always know that you will never fail them, that you are the one guiding them. And we know that perfect religion takes care of widows and orphans. Please bless the work that they're doing. Alta Lee, Maxwell, and Lon, you're getting married in a couple of days. Today's Friday. I think you're getting married Sunday. Heavenly Father, would you please put your blessing on this marriage and also on their families, Lord, that her daughters will find peace about the living trust, just all everything surrounding that, and that Jason will reunite with his dad. A woman called in, your granddaughter Lauren is not saved. Heavenly Father, I am lifting her up. She's not a follower of you. She has not given her life over to you. Would you please give her a heart that desires to take up her cross and follow you? Would you please call her and draw her in and enable her to know you as Lord and Savior? His broken daughter in Montana, your mom is diagnosed with severe aortic valve stenosis. Heavenly Father, she has a 50-50 chance. If it's your will, Lord, for her to be healed, would you do that? And if it's not, would you please help their family? She said her family's dysfunctional and broken. Would you please just bring healing and peace? May they clothe themselves with compassion and kindness and humility towards one another. And would you please bless his broken daughter with her own health problems? Bring restoration to her. We ask all these things in the beautiful, precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is June 23rd. Let us continue to pray for our children. Lisa called in, would like us to pray for her son, Ashton, his wife, Tori, his children, Hannah and Andrews. Apparently, there is a divorce that is going to be taking a place in this family. We ask that our Lord and Savior be with Ashton, Tori, Hannah, Andrews, as they walk through this, Lord. We ask that Ashton and Tori would reconcile and come back together and put this family back together, Lord. We ask that you be with them during this time, that they turn to you for guidance and wisdom, especially be with the children, Hannah and Andrews, as they have to walk through this as well in the heartbreak that they have to deal with. We ask that you be with Lisa, that she will have the words to speak, the wisdoms to speak to her son, Ashton. Matt called in, would like us to pray for his daughter, Abigail, who has scoliosis. We ask our Lord and Savior, if it his will, that he would heal Abigail from this, that he would walk with her, give her the wisdom and strength she needs to deal with this, and also be with Matt, that he will have the kind words to support his daughter Abigail. A grandmother called in and would like us to pray for her granddaughter Lauren, who is unsaved and has some other issues going on. We lift up Lauren to you, Lord. We ask that you be with her, guide her, and that she turn to you for wisdom and understanding, and be with the grandmother so that she will have the words to speak. We lift this up to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good morning. This is Nancy from Ohio, and I'm praying for the woman who just called in, and her Aunt Minnie had lost her son to an overdose, and he has three young children remaining. And I just pray that God would just pour his comfort out on them, and that her own struggle with God's goodness that she knows will pass, but just that I pray that God would show her the ways that he is comforting them and show her his goodness in such a tragic event. I just pray for God's blessing over Minnie's heart and the children who are left to try to wrap their little minds around this. I just pray God's blessing on them.
Hey, Dabbers, this is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. What great advice we get. Hey, God, what great things are we going to do today? That is a great thing to say every morning. And then just sit and listen. It's good if you can get up early in the morning and talk to God. Jesus, a lot of times, hey, everyone, leave me alone. I'm going to go talk to God all by myself. A lot of times says he got up before the light was even coming up. And it is quiet sometimes. Even the birds aren't singing sometimes that early in the morning. So I thank you, God, that I have that opportunity. Amen to prayers for James. Just James in L.A. now, right? It's interesting that we do label ourselves by our jobs. But that's not what God wanted to do. And I used to even say my name and what state I was from. But God renamed it. So Slave of Jesus is what it is. Sparky, good story about how, forgiveness. And Jesus said, hey, forgive them for they do not know what they do. I think, was it Stephen? I think was stoned to death. I think he's the first disciple. He said the same thing as they were killing him. So that's pretty amazing. So it's seems like it should be easier for us to just forgive someone who isn't killing us, but maybe causing us discomfort or mental problems. Prayers for my family. We are having huge changes. Our older daughter has taken up our offer to move in upstairs with our younger daughter, the special needs, and my wife and I are going to try to move 1 mile away. So this is new because our daughter has not, the young one has not been without us for 30 years. So I'm going to stop by every morning. We're going to have her come over and stay with us every Friday, Saturday night, but huge changes. So I ask you to just pray for Jordan and her parents, which is us, and her older sister, who's getting ready to make us grandparents. So love you all. Have a great day.
Hello, my siblings. This is Benita. I'm listening to the Daily Auto Bible on June 19th, today, Monday, 2023. I heard Dr. John from Illinois praying for Victoria Soldier's sister-in-law. He prayed for Ethan. oh my God, thank you for your reminder. We will continue to pray for one another. That's what the Lord wants us to do. That God will just reveal himself to, you know, to these families and people that are in need. Kate from Ohio, she also called and prayed for Ethan for a breakthrough and to draw him closer to the Lord. That's beautiful, Kate. Thank you. DJ from Ohio, he listens daily. Thank you for listening. And I know that you said your second time calling. That's wonderful. Welcome. I call a lot. And thank you for encouraging us to continue to pray, you know, to continue to pray for one another and meet the Lord every day in our lives. White as snow from Tennessee. Wow, you know, I'm praying for Rachel. You know, she's getting a little better eating potatoes. I just pray that God will just remove all fear from her life and that God will help you and give you wisdom and love and a lot of strength to spend time with her. And a purchase and owned by him from Texas. Thank you for calling too. We'll continue to pray for salvation for your daughter, Rebecca, restoration and healing for your relationship with your son. Thank you for sharing the scripture in Colossians. That's beautiful. May we live in the joy of the Holy Spirit. This is Minita from Lombard. I love you guys.
Hello, DAB family. This is Bubba D from Tennessee. Today, June 22nd, praying for Samantha, who posted today from Tennessee as well. You had a close friend die. Let's lift her up in our prayers, dear brothers and sisters. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Samantha and for her friend, and that she's now seeing your face and enjoying eternity, and maybe even witnessing some of the things we're doing as part of the cloud of witnesses. We bless her up there. Lord, we ask for your comfort, for your sustenance for Samantha and all the siblings and the parents of this friend who passed away. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you be with everyone. Comfort their hearts, Lord. Just a warm blanket of your embrace, love, and care, cherishing them. Asking all these things in Jesus' name. Bless you, dear sister.
Winter, this is God's Life Speaker. I heard you on the community prayer of June 17th. You sounded like you were curled up and under the covers, and you definitely had an overwhelming week. And I don't like to use words that we seem to say and we hear often, like I am overwhelmed. Maybe rather it's been a week where we could use more of God. And sometimes we just kind of forget to call on God. I don't know how we can be so absent-minded, but you're calling on him in your prayer, and that was powerful. You were speaking to him, and that in itself is a testimony. And right after you came God's Chosen, and she was talking about drawing near to God, and you were doing exactly that. you were doing exactly that, that he would be with you. And he is, and I know you know that. We've heard much of your story and your testimony. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are a God that we can draw close to. And Lord, you are a God that is with us all the time. If we feel it, and if we don't, it doesn't matter. It's about what you said about yourself. You never leave us. You never forsake us. So it's not about how we feel. It's not about what we see or don't see. You are with us. And thank you, Lord, for drawing your arms around Winter, holding her close. May she release all those things that she's been carrying, and may you just bless her with an extra measure. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Rejoice in the Lord. Again, I say rejoice. Let all men. I'm sorry, I don't know the whole verse. You know, today's Friday. We're getting married on Sunday. And Lon and I, and I heard that gal call in that lost her voice praying for her parents. Saying they have to go through a divorce. Oh God, Lord, be there. We know with God all things are possible. You can save that marriage. But if that's not what's going to happen, help them through it, God. You are with us through joy and sorrow. And today I'm going to memorial service for a Gideon that went to heaven. Anyway, I just wanted to share this song. I'm not going to sing, but it's called The Broken Road. And my soon-to-be hubby in 2 days wants that played at our wedding. And the pastor is going to talk about redemption first, and then it's going to be played right at the end of our wedding. And it's called The Broken Road, and it just tells about how God has brought, well, it's his heart, Lon's heart, brought him through divorce, widowhood, a lot of rejection with women. In fact, he didn't even want to try again. He'd been rejected so much. He's such a fine man of God. But I didn't want to give up on him. I knew who he is, and I know what God has made him. So The Broken Road gives everybody hope for a future love in their life besides Jesus.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family and friends. This is Kelly from Long Beach, California. I'm calling because I want to lift everybody to lift up my friend Marilyn Ward from Texas. She said that her sister-in-law named Mary fell a couple of days ago and hit her head, tend to passing away the following day. So please keep her and the whole family in prayer. And also for her daughter, Sheila, because she goes in for a biopsy. And to help, you know, come back, everything will be fine. Thank you. And, please keep my friend Latanya Bailey in prayer for healing. Keep me in prayer, please, for mental healing. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day, what's left of it. Take care. Bye.
Chrissy from Kentucky. This is your brother in Baltimore. Haven't heard from you in a while and just wondering how you and your husband are doing. And so let me pray. Fathers, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Chrissy from Kentucky and our husband. Lord, I pray that you will meet them at the point of need by your Holy Spirit. Lord, supply everything they need according to your glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you continue to give them strength and comfort and give them peace according to the will of God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, Dad family, love you much. Bye.
Hello, DAB family. Bubba D from Tennessee. Today, June 22nd. Praying for Christina from Oregon. Thank you, dear sister, for sharing that God spoke to you through all the prayers people have prayed for you. I want to bless you with a prayer today as well. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Christina. Bless her, Father, to continue hearing your voice
affirmation, your delight in her as she is walking with your Holy Spirit and seeing love, joy, peace, patience, and she mentioned self-control. Thank you, Lord, that she's understanding now how much you love her and how much you have for her to walk in your strength and seeing all the fruits of the Spirit through abiding in you, through checking in with brothers and sisters from the AA, other places that you have her going. Lord, encourage and strengthen her in her walk with you. Lord, I want to bless the identity of a overcomer, victor. You are victorious. Through Christ, that is the identity you will be living out all of eternity. And that's the way he sees you. We bind all the lies of the enemy that are trying to impose themselves on Carolina's mind. In Jesus' name, go to the feet of Jesus and go where Jesus is sending you. In his name, amen.